If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
My advice to someone who's contemplating inserting a rectal foreign body is to not do it.
All right, I just wanted to let you know that you two are ass clowns.
Taking in these visions is no doubt a dream come true for many, but what images dance in Tyra's head while she's snuggled in bed?
I have this one dream where, like, it's okay to, like, run around naked.
With my boyfriend, Bean.
And I'm not, like, this exhibitionist or anything, but...
I just love being naked with my boyfriend, Bean.
That'd be kind of cool.
Bean, what's wrong with you?
I don't really know him, but... he just seems like a dick to me.
I was told to go to a place where I would meet a spaceship. I was told in order to get on the spaceship that I would have to take a hit of ecstasy. Again, a voice. All of this justification for the end of this journey. I did go to a house. I did ask people to join me.
Hello!
And now.
You realize you're the radio host version of a rock star, right? I don't know what the groupie procedure is for this scenario, but I might have to throw my panties at you.
Our feature presentation.
Juliet.
Oh, what? What? Why the? How come the taps?
Well,
who died?
Today's the day we're supposed to find out that Veronica Mars has been canceled. Is what's expected.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, it's bad enough for me. But yeah, a guy like Dave, who's already suffering from the lack of the Gilmore Girls and Jericho, I'm worried that once it's official, I mean, I think he expects it. He knows it's coming. But once he hears those words, I think it's going to be too much for the boy.
That is strike 1, 2, and 3 for him.
Yeah. I know. In 1 week. I mean, let's face it. Dave has very little in his life other than television. And if you start taking that away and the kind of love he has for those shows... We may have to send somebody home with him just to keep an eye on him for at least, you know, 72 hours just to make sure he doesn't do anything crazy.
I don't think he's capable of doing anything crazy because he falls asleep all the time. I think he just wakes up and goes, oh, I wonder what's going on. Gilmore Girls still canceled? Okay, go back to sleep.
So you mean he'll have the razor blade in his hand or have the pill bottle out or something and it'll just doze off before he goes through with it?
The match. Yeah, so, yeah, he can't do it. He's just too tired.
Probably pretty good theory.
I'm too tired. I can't do that. That takes too much work.
Dave's going to put out an album that's going to be called Too Tired to Die.
No, it's funny that you brought up recently canceled television shows. I just became aware this morning that Rodney Bingenheimer spent a lot of his Sunday night broadcast this past week begging them not to cancel the Gilmore Girls and how upset he was.
Really? Yeah.
Rodney?
Really?
Yeah.
And really?
So if there's anybody out there, anybody who happens to have tape of that show.
Oh, we can track that.
I implore you. Please send it to us.
We are going to need that.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Well, that means, I know. It's
that means Rodney is perfectly in sync with my man Dave.
Yeah.
King of Mexico and Rodney like this together.
Yet at 3 times Dave's age. That's what's weird is they're able to find common ground around the Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
that's interesting. Wow. Look, I'm going to be as sad as anybody over Veronica Mars. I mean, that's one of my 5 favorite shows on television. I love Veronica. I'm going to be very, very sad to see it go. But I'm not, I don't think I'm at the point where Dave is, where it's, you know, piled on top of all this other bad news. So,
well, you don't watch the Gilmore Girls.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't watch the Gilmore, or Jericho, right.
Jericho.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Wow, that's a rough week, man. That's a rough week.
I know.
Only somebody with strength of 10 men could survive this week.
I'm just saying, let's just keep an eye on it. Let's all be a little extra nice to Dave today. That's
I'm good
with that.
That's fine. I'm good.
And Juliet told me they were coming. The first thing I thought was, where the hell are we going to hide this time?
The others are coming.
Hiding's pointless.
Yes, it is.
They're just going to keep coming back. So I went out and I found some help. And for the past few days, she's been bringing dynamite back from the Black Rock. For the very first time, we know exactly what they want, when they're coming to get it, and they have no idea. And we're going to be waiting for them.
Yes.
So Juliet's going to mark the tents with the white rocks just like she was told to. But there's not going to be any pregnant women inside. There's going to be plenty of what we just used on that tree.
Dynamite!
So tomorrow night, we stop hiding. We stop running. We stop living in fear of them. When they show up, we're going to blow them all to hell.
Come on.
Nice.
Chewing the scenery there for Matthew Fox.
Yeah.
Come on. So then I watched right through the end and didn't happen yet.
next week. Pastors.
Right. Next week.
Season finale.
Season finale.
I was just happy to see them introduce new more characters. Yeah, because that's the thing about Lost, if you don't watch it, is there's only like 60 regular people on the show, regular characters that you have to keep track of, 60 or so. So yeah, they added like 4 or 5 more last night. So that's good. That's what the show needed, I think. It was too sharply in focus up till this point. And now I'm glad they're letting it breathe a little bit. They're letting it expand. Letting the storylines expand a little bit to include everybody.
They were too right on, and they had to, you're right. You're exactly right. Too focused hurts.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's the one thing you ask Lost fans about that show. What does it need more than anything? More characters, more storylines. So we got that going for us.
But that's a pretty good finale, I think.
Yeah.
The others, they're going to take them down. Giant battle between the two.
Excited.
That's good.
No, I think it's going to be good.
Plus, we found out that Charlie's dad's fat. We found that out. Because I was wondering.
I don't know why we needed to know that, but
Charlie's dad is fat. Found that out.
Well, all TV ends next Wednesday. You might as well unplug it, because after next Wednesday, that's it. The shows are gone. Everything's gone. That's the last day of sweeps.
Yeah, and in TV, it's different than radio. In TV, they actually only get rated certain times, and when they're not getting rated, they don't care.
They don't bother.
Replays of everything or old shows or bad stuff.
They have made some changes in recent years. They have tried a little harder in recent years.
Yeah, there's some summer replacement type.
Summer replacements. Yeah. I mean, like, let's not forget, tomorrow night, the debut of National Bingo Night. I mean, it's not like all's lost. Yeah. I mean, we still got some good stuff to look forward to.
They're bringing the heat with that one.
I know.
The bottom line really is that up until this point, this year of television is made for people like Bean and Ralph and Lisa. Now, after Sweeps ends, it's made for people like Kevin and I.
Yeah.
And it's just television, just horrible, horrible television, so bad it's good, like terrible reality shows and like, you know, UPN type stuff that Kevin and I can get into. But, you know, when the ratings really matter, it's stuff for like you and Bean and Ralph.
They put on real shows during the time when some ratings matter. Then they put on the really crappy, like, replacement series that nobody ever thought had a chance.
Now, there are some good shows on cable, like Rescue Me's going to come back. The Closer's going to come back. Those are great shows. You should try it.
I've kind of been stocking up for the summer because I'm not a big baseball fan, so that takes me out of sports pretty
much. I do that, too. I kind of let some stuff build up.
So I've got, like, many episodes of different shows that I like, and I haven't watched them yet. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Like The Unit, for example, is a show it's a porn show I watch. No, it's a show that I worship. It's so great.
Really?
But if I don't have time during the season, I've got like six, units. I have six units.
Oh my God!
Standing by. So I'm saying that's going to be fantastic watching. I'm excited. I have something to look forward to.
Right.
When is your episode of the Unit day? The one that you went down to audition for? When are we going to see you?
You mean the one that I tried out to be a radio DJ on?
Right?
Yeah.
And they said you were not believable.
Here's what they said. They said that I was really great. But that they were looking for someone else.
They were going in another direction.
That's TV's way of saying, please leave the room right now and don't call us back.
Well, you don't have the kind of requisite experience to play a radio DJ. That's the problem.
I can't pull that off. I'm not believable in that role. I'm not even believable in that role here. For God's sake.
And it's radio.
How are we going to do it on TV? Yeah, that didn't happen. That show came and went. And it was someone else, and I knew all the lines, but it was someone else.
Damn.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday. It is the 17th of May. I see them.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Boobs.
That's a great song.
Yes, it is.
This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, as a matter of fact, about a half hour from now, we're going to talk to Orlando Bloom.
How about that?
One of the stars of Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. That looks fantastic. Number 3 comes out, I guess, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that right? A week from tomorrow.
That's right. Memorial Day weekend.
Fantastic. So that's I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait for that movie. We're going to talk to him about that.
Mike, no touching yourself inappropriately while Orlando is on the phone.
Damn it. Yeah, like that doesn't happen with every guest, by the way. Also on today's show, we have BJ Novak talking about The Office. Because I believe tonight is the season finale of that show.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
I'm so sad.
And that's the one where Michael Scott is supposedly going to get a job at corporate, and Jim is up for the same job.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So that's tonight. We'll talk to BJ Novak about that. Can diamond rings be too big?
You don't believe us, but yes.
Well, I've never seen a woman turn one down, I'll tell you that. I've never seen a woman say, nope, too big, not going to wear that.
I think there are a lot of women that would say, absolutely, they could be too. And then if somebody handed it to them, they would go, thank you.
I love it. I'll never take it off.
I love it.
That would just be rude.
Women would do something that would be rude? You're suggesting?
Well, I'm assuming it's someone who's proposing to you. So what do you...
Right.
Yeah, I'll marry you, but geez, that's a gaudy ring. You can't really do that.
I see. Oh. So you hate it, but you keep it to yourself for the guy's sake.
Exactly.
I see.
Just
so you walk
like
around
you do when it's a little crappy-ass ring.
Well.
And then because you're embarrassed by it, you don't flaunt it to all your friends and tell everybody you've ever met that you have a 12-carat ring on your finger, right, Lisa?
Exactly.
Because that would be tacky.
You hide it away.
You hide it. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, you're believable on this topic. That's good. We'll talk about that this morning. We have Tiger Army coming into the studio. They, of course, playing the K-Rock Winnie Roasty Fiesta 2007. Speaking of which, we have more tickets for that with a special game today. It's the first time we're ever going to play it. And you know how that goes very well.
Yeah,
guess the Tiger, right? Looking forward to that.
That's not it. Nope. It's Armor
Roasty. Name that famous Tiger.
Nope, not that.
Tigers, great Tigers in history.
We all voted on that, and that was a bad idea.
Wow.
Not good. Didn't make the cut.
Wow.
Plus, we're
it's hard to believe that there's stuff that doesn't make the cut on this show, isn't
hey,
it?
Trust me, I know.
You hear this show and you go, how is there anything left that they could have done that they didn't?
Very, very, very hard on ideas here. And that one didn't make the cut because the ideas that we do come up with have to be top quality.
Absolutely. We have standards.
That does. And that's why we have Browse, our intern, singing today on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's what, how's that, how that came about. That's the best idea ever. So that's coming up this morning.
Yeah.
And we have tickets every 30 minutes this morning and all day. For the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta in the pit. Every 30 minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you're going to be able to get many, many different chances at winning those tickets. We hope you get them. The show is day after tomorrow, and we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
So I'm flipping around the television last night, and I don't know what happened because there was nothing else on, and I run across Lost. So I said, you know what? I haven't watched in a while, and everyone's giving me crap for not watching in a while, so I tune in and I watch.
Should have watched last week.
And I'm watching. And I'm watching. And, you know, and it's, oh, the others are coming, and we got to fight the others, and, oh, here come the others, and we're going to beat the others this time. And
right.
Kate actually says to Jack, well, here we go again. He goes, yeah, here we go again. And I said, even they are admitting that's what the show has become. They sit in the writer's room, they say, should we go after the others this week? Yeah, we'll go after this week. Well, next week. Well, then they'll come after us. Will one of us be kidnapped? Yeah, one of them will be kidnapped. One of the plane people will be kidnapped by the others. And then we'll have them in captivity. Yeah, and then they'll try to rescue them the third week. What do you got? I'm out. That's it. All I have.
Well, they had to stall till next week, Ralph.
We're stuck on an island. That's all we got, man. We got the others and then them, and they go back and forth. That's all I have. That's all I can write.
I still love that show.
But you didn't hear, Ralph, that they added a bunch of new characters last night.
Oh,
which is what
I
the
saw
show
that.
Needed.
I saw that. Here's I saw that, too.
Here's my favorite thing. Unless I missed it, at the end of last week's episode, John Locke gets shot right in the stomach.
Yeah,
whatever.
Oh,
they mentioned that he had an accident. Ben said he had an accident. Move on. Move on. We have to go after the others. The others have to go the others, then the others, and the others again.
We didn't get an update. We didn't see how he's doing. Nothing.
Nope.
Wow.
He's with Michael and Walt on the boat. Which is where all things that disappear apparently end up.
But I still
Sound
can't wait.
You hear is me getting off the wagon again.
Oh, I still can't wait.
Gave it a shot. Here we go again.
Season finale, dude.
Here we go again.
They have dynamite out.
Here we go again.
They have dynamite.
All right, here we go again.
Yeah. Charlie's going to get shot.
Here's a gun. Who's getting the guns? You got a gun? All right, here we go again. Okay. Good times on the island.
Who knew Bernard and Rose were still alive, by the way?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Talk about people we haven't seen in 20 episodes.
Well, they had that important knot tying up scene they had to get out of the way. That's not a good knot. This is a good knot. Oh, you Bernard. Oh, you Rose. Here we go again. This is the only story I care about, maybe ever.
Okay.
Ooh.
Not just showbiz, just across the board. Any news story ever. Landing on the moon.
Wow.
Assassination of John F. Kennedy. You know, 9/11.
Any story.
Bigger.
Tales and
Curses. Bigger than any other news story.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey has an extra toe.
What?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh.
Dude.
That's a sign of the devil, isn't it?
How did you find that out?
TMZ.com had a snapshot up on their website of the mogul in barefoot sandals while she was at Howard University's graduation ceremonies over the weekend. And on her left foot, there very much appears to be a total of 6 toes.
Oh, my.
I'm so fat.
She has a surplus in the toe department.
She's toe up.
She has a toe up on the rest of us, yes. She picked up an honorary doctorate of humanities while at the commencement and also picked up another toe, apparently, while she was there.
Dude. I'm so fat.
She's so fat that the weight is going to her feet and extra toes are growing to carry.
Sprouting out.
Yeah. Well, you know, to carry the weight, you really need more than just five toes. You got to get like a panoply of toes just to support that weight.
I'm so fat.
That is fantastic news, Ralph. I'm with you.
She's got 11 toes.
Wow.
Oprah has 11 toes. Now I'm never able to take her seriously again. I'm opening a school for South African children. So you have 11 toes. Stop talking to me, freak.
That discounts everything.
Well, finally, that'll end all the talk every 4 years of how she should run for president, because now clearly she's not qualified.
Not taking 11 toes.
I'm so fat.
No way.
Nope.
Hey, Kevin's got something in common with Ewan McGregor. You know him, of course, from the Star Wars movies and Trainspotting, The Island, and so many other motion pictures.
Dashing good looks?
Besides that.
Hmm.
Ewan apparently obsessed with underwear.
Oh.
Nutty about the underwear. He recently put in an order so sizable for his favorite underwear, the company had to call and check his credit.
Wow. That's
this was our, not that's our a boy small Kevin. Order.
That's a lot of underwear.
The brand of underwear is called Wonder Jocks.
All right, hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah, take a look at the Wonder Jocks website.
Wonder Jocks. Okay.
It promises to lift and promote the male member.
Lift and promote?
Yeah. Wow.
I just need support of the monster.
Is that what you need?
Yeah,
well, sounds
sure.
like Wonder Jocks might be the brand for you.
I need monster support.
I need my member promoted, by the way.
Now, for folks who don't know,
sticking in the same job for way too long. It needs a big promotion and a pay raise, quite frankly.
Kevin will not wear underwear for more than 4 hours at a time. He wears it 4 hours, takes it off, burns it, puts on a new pair for another 4 hours.
He's got some, round sort, the of, clock. Got some sort of ritual. He takes
ridiculous.
The underwear, he sets it adrift on a raft in the ocean, and he burns it and gives it a Viking funeral.
That's ridiculous.
It's very odd. Carmen Electra is talking about her lesbian crushes.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Tell me more.
She told the London Sun newspaper that she has a major lesbian crush on Jessica Alba.
Don't we all?
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
She's got good taste.
Carmen says Jessica is sweet, while Scarlett is hot. And she has an affection for both of those actresses and would like to roll around with them nude.
What about 11 toes?
I'm so fat.
Not so much 11 toes.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has announced that Paris Hilton is expected to serve about 23 days of her 45-day jail sentence.
Crap! How's it getting less every day?
Well, this is what they're speculating. It's not etched in stone. She could get more if she misbehaves. I mean, they could slap some extra time on if she acts up in prison. And it could even be less if the jails are especially crowded when she reports. But they're estimating it's likely she's going to serve about 23 days, somewhere in there.
If it keeps up like this, by the time she goes in, she's going to be out.
I'm telling you something. If she doesn't serve the full 45 days...
She's not going to.
There will be riots in the streets. Forget about the Rodney King thing. You will see looting and burning, and there will be rubber bullets being shot because people will take to the streets. They will not stand for this. A criminal of that caliber not doing her full sentence. I know I'll be there getting a sofa.
Getting a TV.
Some diapers.
Less
every
day.
Don't even have kids, I'm going to steal diapers. I don't know why. They're a big item during the riots.
You use them like cash when everything goes south.
Exactly. It's like cigarettes in prison.
Right.
Got some diapers. Oh, last night, bad things happened on American Idol. Melinda Doolittle, who really, when you look back on her time on American Idol, all she did every week was show up and sing brilliantly and consistently every single episode.
Oh, you're this is the wrong one to get kicked off?
America decided that she had no neck, so she had to go.
I'm so fat.
She was voted off the show. Meanwhile, Jordan Sparks, my personal choice.
I've got the Jordan Spark, too. You know that.
It's the worst catchphrase ever, by the way. Well, I invent McFever. Pete says, I've got the Jordan Spark, because her last name is Sparks.
Yeah.
Not, I just pulled into the parking lot or, you know, hey, let's go take a walk in Central Spark. Nothing. Just, I've got the Jordan Spark.
And by the way, he's not, it's not like he just came up with that off the top of his head. He's been sticking to that one for like a week, for like 2 weeks now.
You know, I've been loving her since she got sent to Hollywood. You know, she's been my dark horse all along. I couldn't be happier to see her in the finals next week.
Oh, dark horse, because she's half black. That's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's got to be the dark horse. I see how you roll.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying I hope she wins.
So it's her and Blake Lewis, the beatboxer.
I love the beatboxer as well.
Insane. It must be that votetherongperson.com or something.
That's
pushing his agenda.
How's that? I don't watch that show. I wish
you give love a bad name.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome.
Like, he is talented yet annoying.
A snow shovel. Jesus, God. horrific on every level.
Anybody that makes American Idol fans upset, I'm for.
Yeah, well, then you're for Blake Lewis. Freaking beatboxing. Randy, who never says a bad word about anybody, dog, said 2 weeks ago, dude, you don't have to beatbox in every song, man.
The people love him.
The people don't love him.
Who's going to win, Ralph?
I got to think Jordan Sparks. Got to think.
Beatboxer.
Of those two, she's obviously more talented. But who knows? You know, the teenage girls, when they lock on,
yeah,
they have laser focus. They might push Blake through. Who knows?
Kevin, they showed they had they had a lot of time to fill. It's a 1 second results show that they have an hour to fill. So they showed all the contestants going back to their hometowns and meeting with the mayors and having a day and having a parade and visiting their old high school and their churches and interviews with people that knew them. And they had, what was it in Seattle, Ralph? Over 10,000 people show up to see the beatboxer downtown doing a little show. All the people with their signs, I'm a Blaker girl, and it's just on and on and on. I mean, the girls.
That is offensive.
It is. I'm a Blaker girl is what his fans call themselves. Yeah, that's their version of the claymates.
And they were screaming like the Beatles were driving by in a convertible.
Crying.
Just gnashing teeth.
Tell me that you
out.
Two ladies fast forward through that show.
Now, that's worst part. That's the most fascinating badness of it. Yeah, that stuff is wonderful. You're like laughing your ass off saying, look at these people.
I turned to Donna while Melinda, the one who got voted off, while she was getting a proclamation of Melinda Doolittle Day from the governor of the state of Tennessee. And I turned to Donna and I said, she's really just a reality show contestant, right? I mean, have we forgotten that?
She just sings songs. That's all she does. She didn't feed the homeless. She didn't find the cure to polio. She just sang some songs.
That's all she did.
Here's the mayor of her hometown.
USA! USA!
I don't think that's...
USA!
Seemed odd, but...
No, I don't think so. It's Dick. Oh. Dick. Dick Cheney. And in case you missed it last night, 20-year-old Chicago native Jazlene was named America's Next Top Model.
Jazlene. That's a great name.
Sounds like a... like a pork substitute or something.
Not with Jazlene. Not with a drop of
Jazlene.
Fries
up just like pork chops. Jazlene. Yeah, she's America's Next Top Model. Producers reportedly said, is our show still on the air? So even they were caught by surprise. But there you go.
Now in convenient brick form. Jazlene.
Hey, that's a veiled scrapple jab, and I don't appreciate it.
I have one thing to say to you.
Yes?
Kiss my fat.
No,
she sounds upset about Jazlene winning.
Wow.
And do you consider R. Kelly one of the great political minds of the earth today?
Only yes, well, in a no way.
You are.
I love him.
You're not alone if you believe that to be the case, because he just did an interview with Hip Hop Soul magazine.
Okay.
Which is so much better than Hip Hop Body magazine. I find that reprehensible. But he said he is, in terms of competition in the music world, he's his only competition, he says.
That's true. He stands alone.
And he says he is the Muhammad Ali, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, and Martin Luther King of our time.
Wow.
How is he any of those people? He's a singer.
Any of those. He's all four of those
people.
I
don't think those people peed on women that I'm aware of.
Well, Martin Luther King did a little bit.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was known for the golden showers, but... the others, I don't think so.
See, people always ask me every day, you know, did this happen to me? Did this happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't happen to me necessarily, but it's just something that happens in reality in life.
Right.
So I decided to take a few chapters out of life and write a story about it.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Listen, if you're the Muhammad Ali, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, Martin Luther King of our time, make some more goddamn chapters of that story,
then.
That's
right. Exactly. What happened? What happened in Trapped in a Closet?
Ali defended his title. You know what I mean? He kept fighting. He didn't sit back. He got out there and started throwing some left hooks. Let's get to it, R.
What happened to the midget that was hiding in the kitchen?
There's so many unanswered questions.
With the cherry pie?
So many. Remember when he pooped
loser.
Himself?
Loser. The word is loser.
He pooped himself when the other two guys showed up. That's what...
I smelled a midget poo.
I need to know.
I do, too.
Today's they should get a cat box for a midget anyway. You shouldn't let him roam free without, some place to go.
Huh? Now you know I'm stealing diapers in the next riot.
You're sad.
See, comes in very
it
handy.
Comes
with,
full circle.
Comes in handy with the midgets.
Very smart.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Paxton. He is the star of a show on HBO called Big Love. If you're not watching, you should be. It's a very entertaining show, except for the Mormons. They're not
except
crazy
for that part.
About it. He's 52 years old today. Bob Saget, our friend, actor-comedian Bob Saget, is 51. Craig Ferguson, very funny, talented host of The Late Late Show, is 45 years old today. Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block, is 37 years old today. And Trent Reznor, You may know him from a little band called Nine Inch Nails. He celebrates his 42nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, very excited. The movie's coming out Memorial Day weekend. Let's talk to that guy from that movie.
Orlando Bloom. Good morning.
Hey, let me get him on the line. Hang on.
Hey, he sounds like a woman.
He does. I wouldn't have expected that.
Wow, that guy sounds like a woman.
He's a good actor, then. What happened?
Hello.
Orlando.
Hey, how's it going?
Will Turner is back. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for really good.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Listen, we gotta ask you late-breaking news. I just heard this, and maybe you're the man who can tell me whether it's true or not, that it's no longer Friday, May 25th for your little pirate movie. Now they're talking about Thursday night screenings for people to see it. Is that true?
Thursday night screenings? It could very possibly be true.
You don't have any idea, do you?
He's just dancing right now. Maybe.
So Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, filmed this 20 years ago? When did you?
Yeah, exactly. We're ready for Pirates 10, you know. I'm come out in a walker, Johnny O'Wheel himself out in a wheelchair. It was part of the 2 and 3 movie that we shot together. We did 4 months, actually, for the last final kind of giant maelstrom battle sequence filming in Palmdale, of all places, which was kind of
really
a giant warehouse with 3 huge ships on gimbals.
You said that particular scene, the last scene, took 4 months?
Yeah, it's a kind of massive sequence. So there was lots of fighting and lots of boat battling. And, yeah, I mean, it was 4 months of
wow.
Torrential rain, like rain machines freezing cold.
Oh, that's miserable. Yeah,
wet suits and wet costumes.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Lots of chafing.
But when you look back on it, though, you go, think of all that time I had to spend to enjoy everything Palmdale has to offer. I mean, that must have been just a blessing.
It was, really. Yeah, who knew? I didn't even know that Palmdale was so close to Los Angeles. I'm going to spend a lot more time down there.
Yeah, it's far enough that no one goes out there, though, unless you live there.
Yeah.
Listen, we had your colleague, Jeffrey Rush, on the show recently, and boy, what a tremendous actor and what a great guy he seems like. I was asking him, and I guess I'll ask you the same thing, about how impossible it must be when you're shooting parts 2 and 3 of the Pirates franchise at the same time, how impossible it must be to even know what if your character is coming or going. And he said, remarkably, there are people on the set who are able to keep track of that and tell you how it's all going to fit together years before it's actually even done in the editing room.
Yep, that's true. It is a bit of a challenge, though. And, I mean, it's a big credit to the writers who really have it all in their head, and Gore, the director, who just manages to, you know, constantly surprise, shock and awe and amaze everyone with his ability to keep it all in his head and then actually get it onto the screen.
You can literally walk through a door and then film what happens on the other side of that door a year later sometimes when you're making movies like this.
Yeah, that's true.
So do you have any idea what this movie's about? Or is it going to be a surprise to you too?
Yeah, it is. You know what's cool is they really don't dumb the movie down. They don't dumb the story down for an audience at all. And I think that's part of the reason why I think there are, like, great pirate fanatical fans who just, like, have taken this movie and owned it. You know, they've mm-hmm. really gone, you know, they're obsessed about what Murtaugh and Mulroy are doing or what Pintel and Rigetti or, and each, and, you know, it's such a great ensemble piece that, and one, you know, one of the things that's awesome is that all the characters kind of had their moment. They all have their little arc, and they all have a moment.
Right.
You know, we all have a moment to shine, as it were. So I think that's part of the success, and another reason why it's kind of, you have to go and see it a couple of times to follow it.
Keep what's going on.
Yeah.
This is Orlando Bloom on the phone. We're talking, of course, about Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, which is coming out for Memorial Day weekend. You mentioned those fanatical pirate fans, and we have to ask you if you have an official position as Will Turner himself on Talk Like a Pirate Day. Any thoughts on that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Excellent.
How about that? Hasn't reached Orlando yet.
Oh,
interesting.
I'm so happy. I hate it. Bean loves it. I'm excited that you don't know anything about it, Orlando.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Talk Like a Pirate Day is this ridiculous celebration that Bean insists that we do every year, and it's just stupid. But
it's a new national holiday.
People talk like a pirate. They say, hey, kids can't go to the movie because it's rated R. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hilarious.
And
the other question I'm sure you get all the time, Orlando, is since you can have Keira Knightley in real life, why don't you?
Who
says I can have pure anxiety in real life?
Well, I'm just assuming you just point and they come, you know? I mean,
I think she's very happy in a relationship.
Come on, Orlando.
I have heard that. Yes.
Orlando, you just point at people and your assistants bring them. Right?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
Like, if that were true, I would, yeah.
It would.
Well, they show up in your hotel room sometimes.
Yeah, what about that crazy lady that showed up in your hotel? That was one of the most bizarre stories I ever heard.
Yeah, well, there's plenty more where that came
from. You know, Orlando, one of the funniest things that you ever had a piece of that we're so glad we get to talk to you about is your appearance on Extras this most recent season.
Oh, cool.
It was so funny. For folks who didn't see it, this is the Ricky Gervais Show, and Orlando was on playing himself. And describe what your character was doing and how much fun that must have been to play for you.
I was, it was basically, you know, we sat down to talk about this, and I'm huge fans of both Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais, and I think they're geniuses, comic geniuses. And actually, the first script that they brought to me, it didn't have as much of the, I was like, look, I'm in a huge trilogy of movies that's out right now. It's really like, let's dig in there. And, you know, Johnny has a great British sense of humor as well. You know, he's done some of that British humor stuff. So, and he really gets it. So I knew he'd be cool with it. So we just basically, it was like taking a dig at, you know, I'm the sexiest man alive. Johnny isn't. Kira's got a massive crush on me. Of course she has.
Every woman does, right?
And it was a lot of fun, you know. It was a lot of fun to just play this kind of really obnoxious, you know, massively insecure kind of guy who needs to be at the top of all those lists to know that he's the man. You know?
I can't believe that anyone would not want to kiss him right at this moment.
Yes.
And the really funny thing is that the character, the through-line character of the series, that she's basically constantly trying to fall in love with any of the actors, or, you know, basically, you know, have a way with any of the actors, and I come along and she's completely not interested.
No interest at all.
It was so funny. And, you know, I was thinking as I was watching this, you know, after the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Lord of the Rings and Troy and all the other kinds of movies you've done, I mean, you're so good at comedy, but you don't seem to ever put that up on the big screen. I mean, is that a conscious choice to not do those kinds of movies?
There hasn't been a conscious choice not to do anything at all. It's just what, I mean, you know, I've sort of... It's what's sort of been around and what I've sort of found myself, you know, working on. I mean, I'm looking forward to doing some stuff like that, more stuff like that. And, you know, actually, I'm going to go home to London after doing this press tour and start rehearsal on a play. I'm really looking forward to kind of getting back to basics in a way, and back to like the a live audience feel and see how that feels, because I haven't done that for like eight or ten years.
Don't you just sit down with your manager and all of the scripts in the world and just point to them and have him bring them?
No.
It doesn't work that way?
That were true. I love it. I love the pointing thing. Yeah. I want that.
That's how I picture your life.
Yeah, that's somebody's life. It's not mine.
Okay. Maybe we've got the wrong idea of what it's like to be Orlando Bloom, I guess.
Maybe. You know, maybe we can keep thinking like that and start manifesting that in my life.
Fantastic.
Sure. Well, you can't go wrong with this phenomenal series of movies. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End is just the latest. It's going to be opening up everywhere on Memorial Day weekend. Jeffrey told us he anticipated a squashed spider at the end of the weekend. You have any kind of predictions, or do you not care how much bank it makes?
That's hilarious. You know, I've got to tell you, it's not even part of my consciousness.
Not at all.
It really, yeah, not at all. I just, the really cool thing is that people like the movies. You know, they've really enjoyed it. I mean, the great thing was that, you know, the audiences took ownership of this film and seemed to love it. So that's why, you know, so I don't really follow all the rest.
It's cool as fans, though, to have 1 and 2, which you loved, and then to be looking forward to 3, knowing that it's probably going to pay off and you'll probably love it. It's going to be like not Spider-Man.
I think the great thing for audiences seeing the third movie is that there's a real sense of closure. There's a real sense of loose ends being tied off. So, you know, they can go, oh, so that's what's coming on. This is, you know what I mean? There's a real, you know, the second movie is a real cliffhanger, and it leaves, I think as an audience member, it leaves you going, okay, you wanting more, hopefully.
Right.
There'll be a great sense of closure without completely closing the door, probably.
Excellent.
Awesome. Great. Orlando Bloom, great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
even before then, we'll talk to our pal Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. So much great stuff going on right now.
Dude, Paris Hilton is serving less time every day. She's going to be out before she goes in.
Well, we'll find out about that, too. But TMZ.com has become our national newspaper. It's really the only news we watch. It's really the only news we care about. Everything else, well, I don't care what they're putting on the CBS Evening News. Show me what Harvey's got. So we'll talk to him coming up. Of course, it's a Weenie Roast weekend, too. K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007 sold out on Saturday, giving away tickets every half hour all day long, which means at the conclusion of this interview, you'll have another chance to call in and win. Just a hint for you, if you plan on trying to win them, doesn't do you any good to call until you hear the announcement that says call now. So that'll save you some time a little bit. One of the beneficiaries of the concert tickets for this weekend, of course, is our friends over at Heal the Bay. We thought we'd catch up with them. We haven't talked to Mark in a while. Mark Gold is the president of Heal the Bay. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Glad to be here.
I thought that the Bay was all healed. I thought we were all done with all that. No? Still got work to do?
Yeah, I'm still employed. We still have a global ocean pollution problems. You know, I was really worried about following Orlando Bloom. that's a pretty tough fact to follow. But, you know, what the heck does he know about sewage?
He doesn't know a thing, I can tell you that. Here's what I've been looking at this. This charity, it's ridiculous that this charity has to exist. I don't understand how any place down the line in our history, somebody in Los Angeles said, I've got it. There's an ocean right there. Let's dump untreated sewage in there. And everybody else
go away.
And other people said, absolutely good idea. So then, you know, they discovered it and Heal the Bay's trying to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And they keep fighting and people keep dumping sewage. I don't even understand that.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, but that's the way people are, out of sight, out of mind. And the biggest issue, of course, is the fact that that people just dump their trash onto the street, ends up going into the storm drain system and on our beaches. That's when they look like landfills after a rain. And then it's really a global environmental problem, especially with all the plastic trash that's getting into the marine environment. And that's a really big focus of the organization right now, is to really stop the trash at its source and move us off this addiction to single-use plastics on everything we buy. I mean, we use it for about 10 seconds when we go to a restaurant, and then it ends up being thrown away, never gets recycled. It's a big problem and something that we're trying to tackle.
I can understand that that's a big problem, but isn't it also a big problem that everything we throw away goes right to the beach?
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
That's a terrible system.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that well. The problem is on the East Coast where they have what are called combined sewers. So then what they have is every single time it rains and it's a major rain, you end up having a sewage spill that closed down the beach for a week.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's your choices. It's not a very good choice. And so what we really need to do is keep the trash out of the storm drain system to begin with.
Right.
I've been seeing an ad in some of the magazines I read lately, Mark, and I don't know if it's a Heal the Bay ad or not, but it shows a bunch of stuff that was taken out of the stomachs of seabirds, plastics and trash and things like that. Is that that's also another dimension of the problem, right? Is you're killing off wildlife by the stuff that they eat in the ocean, right?
Yeah, there's about 2 million seabirds a year and over 100,000 marine mammals a year that die because of marine debris. And like I said, that's why there's a big focus. We're working on 5 different bills this year. It's a total record, and our staff is just incredible working on that to try to really change our addiction to marine debris, to plastics that cause this marine debris problem. And, I mean, just look at something really common sense. You know, you buy a bottle, that plastic bottle that's, you know, we all feel good about that gets recycled.
Right.
The cap's not recyclable. I mean, it's right. The stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life. There's no leash attaching that cap to the bottle. And so that is often what you see in the guts of some of these seabirds that end up dying in the middle of the Pacific.
Dude, I never thought about that. Do you ever get? Do you ever feel hopeless? Do you ever get frustrated with the work that you do because it's such a big problem and you're only one man, or are you hopeful that the thing can be beat?
Well, the cool thing about Heal the Bay is I'm certainly not even close to being one person. We have 12,000 members. We have 45 staff. It's just over 1,000 volunteers. It's just an incredible place to work, and honestly, that's where I get the energy. Plus, on top of that is the fact you look at the success where Southern California coastal waters, especially Santa Monica Bay, have gotten so much better in the last 20 years. And that's something that's just very cool. And, you know, when I get calls in the middle of the day saying, hey, I saw orcas in the middle of the bay, which I never thought I'd hear.
I heard
that one last week. And people, you know, raving about seeing the dolphins and all this other sort of stuff. Yeah, it might not be directly tied, but the big thing is we don't have dead zones in the bay. We don't have fish with fin rots. We've had sewage treatment plants reduce their discharges by more than 90 to 95%. So, I mean, there's a lot of great things that have happened in that time. We just have a long way to go.
Well, I'll tell you, it's one of our favorite charities because the beach is super important to us here at K-Rock especially. Mm-hmm. And tell us about your Nothing But the Sand beach cleanup this Saturday.
Well, we're having a cleanup. We pretty much have about 350 of these a year, almost one a day. But we do have a big one every single month. It's usually either in the Santa Monica area or in the Dockwater area. I believe it's in Dockwater this weekend. But the big thing is just call us at Heal the Bay at 351-351-1500 or check us out on the website and get the details at healthebay.org. There's always a place to volunteer at Heal the Bay. I think we've become the favorite for every kid going through community service.
Right, sure.
Who really wants to make a difference, and so we'll find a place to plug you in.
Fantastic.
Were you hoping, last question for you, Mark Gold, president of Heal the Bay, were you hoping that instead of jail time, Paris would get community service and you'd get a chance to work with her and maybe drown her?
And now I think I draw the line there. Although seeing her in an orange jumpsuit would be pretty damn hilarious.
Yeah, I think I'd like that as well.
All right, healthebay.org. And again, one of the recipients of the money that you shelled out to buy tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2007. Continued success, Mark. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bye now.
Think our pal Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is going to be in the mosh pit on Saturday. You see Harvey out there in just a pair of shorts, no shirt, just bouncing up and down, just rocking it hard.
He goes off!
Harvey, looking forward to Korn and Bad Religion and Queens of the Stone Age on Saturday, are you?
That's me.
Absolutely. You don't want to get in a mosh pit with Harvey. Let me tell you that right now. He's all elbows, that guy.
Exactly. Well, Harvey, first of all, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Second of all, I feel like we have let our audience down because we have not been paying enough attention to Crazy Phil Spector as we should. And I guess part of the reason is that much of our audience may not even know who he is. But even if you don't, he's fascinating to watch, right?
He's unbelievable. I mean, Phil Spector is a genius. He is one of the legendary producers in music. I mean, he changed music. He's just a genius. He's also insane. And you know, the prosecutors in this case are saying that basically he wanted to take this woman home and he stuck a gun in her mouth because she wanted to go, which he's done many, many times before.
Right.
And the gun accidentally went off and she died. And he's saying, she was just kind of playing with the gun. She wanted to commit suicide. And it makes no sense, but that's his defense. And it's a crazy trial.
Here's the quote from Phil Spector. She may have been eating the gun with her dancing.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
It's ridiculous. But do you know that this guy has a pattern? I mean, four women in this case have testified that he brought them home, you know, individually. And when they wanted to go, he pulled the gun out on them. So it was like his M.O.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's Larry King had the best line ever. Larry King said last night, he said, so what's the deal? He said, why were women so attracted to him? What are they saying? Gee, let's go to Phil Spector's house. He's got a gun.
Why? Let me ask you this, Harvey. And again, I haven't been following this closely as I should have. But did these other women who basically could have charged him with attempted murder or something, did they ever go to the police or do they just consider themselves lucky to get out of his house alive?
Not only lucky to get out of his house alive, but a couple of them went up to Phil Spector's son in the mansion and said, get us out of here. And basically they said, hey, we're terrorized too.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible case.
It is unbelievable that they were able to find that many women to come forward and say that exact same thing.
No, they didn't find four women. Apparently they found 11 women, only four testified.
No.
Wow.
Kidding.
Oh my God. Now, what is this new video that Phil Spector himself shot that's going to be on the TV tonight?
It's unbelievable. I mean, this guy, when it first came out that 11 women were going to testify before the trial, this happened like a year and a half, 2 years ago, he did two videos, and one is kind of a tour of his house, and another, he's in a Hawaiian shirt, and he's sitting there, and he's basically saying, yeah, these women want to be on Inside Edition, that's why they're saying this, they just want to make money, so you want to make money, and he holds up a $100,000 check. I mean, he's just seriously crazy.
Wow.
Seriously crazy.
And he's trying to, isn't there some point in the video where he's talking about, I'll pay for a lie detector test for these women to show that they're lying and stuff like that? I mean, he just, and what's going on with his hair, Harvey? What's that deal?
That's my favorite part, because he makes Rodney Bingenheimer look like Brad Pitt. This guy just looks nutty beyond all words.
Well, you know what he looks like? I mean, he kind of looks like Clay Aiken now.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, how dare you. Don't be dragging my Clay down.
If Clay exploded, yeah.
But does he have no hair and it's a series of wigs, or does he have some hair that he's putting extensions in? What's he doing?
You know what? I was looking at it last night. I think that crazy hair, the afro hair, I think that's real. I'm not sure. You know what? I don't know. I know the new one is a wig. But, you know, that's the least of his problems.
Yeah. No, well, you're right about that. It is weird, first of all, by the way, that it's taken this long for this to get to trial. I mean, remember how long ago this happened. And second of all, you can tell
the lawyers.
Right, he kept getting extensions for that reason. But you can tell how crazy he is by his demeanor in the courtroom. He's one of those guys who just sits there emotionless with the 1,000-yard stare. You don't even know if he's paying attention. He's just creepy and crazy, and what do you think's going to happen? What do you think the jury's going to think about this dude?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, yesterday, this limo driver testified, the driver who took Phil Spector and Lana Clarkson to Phil Spector's house and was waiting there at the time of the shooting. And he's a star witness, and he testified yesterday that Phil Spector came out and basically is holding a gun and looks at the limo driver and says, "I think I just killed somebody." So,
wow.
That's damning.
So that said, when the defense puts on its case, of course, they're dragging up Dr. Henry Lee and all these guys we're going to talk about. Well, the forensics and the DNA shows that she probably shot herself because he was too far away from the body. So if the jury buys that, it will be a new height of stupidity.
All right, let's talk about Paris Hilton, because TMZ.com, you pretty much cover the Paris Hilton story. She has she's already had her sentence cut in half, basically.
Well, here's the best part, because we're digging into this morning. The best part is cut in half for good behavior. And if the reports are right, and we're going to check into this morning, part of the good behavior is she showed up for her court hearing. She showed up 18 minutes late.
Wait a minute. That's good behavior, showing up?
She showed up 18 minutes late.
Now, she was originally 45 days. Now you're saying 23 days because she showed up to court 18 minutes late.
And she's going to be in a special facility that houses high-profile people. She is going to have a cellmate. But there's more going on here. We're gonna be posting some stuff today and tomorrow.
23 days. There has to be a lot going on behind the scenes.
But, you know, okay, now that I said that, she really did get nailed in this case. I mean, most courts would not, you know, I mean, they wouldn't get 45 days for what she did.
Really?
Let me tell you this too, Harvey. I got an email from a KROQ listener who is a sheriff and says that they haven't managed to keep anyone anywhere near 50% of their sentence in a long time. He says a normal person in Paris's shoes would get a day or two in processing and either be put on work release, house arrest, or just let out. That's what he was expecting.
It's true. I mean, she really did get nailed, and I think the judge wanted to make an example of her because of all that she's done in the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, even though she's serving 23 days, still probably more. By the way, did you guys see the Patty Hearst letter on our site?
No, I did not. That was bizarre.
It was awesome.
Yeah. What site is that, Harvey? I'm sorry, I forget.
I got a call this weekend from Patty Hearst, I swear to God.
Awesome.
That's bizarre. She was
furious because there was apparently the insider was going to run a story that Patty Hearst was giving Paris Hilton tips on how to do hard time.
Right.
So she called me up and she said, can I write a letter and put it on your site? And I said, yes, and I love Serial Mom.
Well, I'm going to check that out.
She wrote this letter, and it's hilarious. I mean, she's saying that not only did she not tell Paris anything, but if she was to give any advice, she'd tell the other inmates to run for cover because she'd be a bad influence on them.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, you can check that out at TMZ.com, of course, and after breakfast, probably before breakfast, because Oprah's six-toe. There's also a picture of that up there. You got to be very careful at what point in your food cycle you actually look at that, because that's a frightening photo right there.
Did you see the Teletubby?
Yes, I saw the Teletubby. Oh, my God. Harvey has outraged America with his touching tribute to the late Reverend Jerry Falwell. All right, Harvey, we're out of time. TMZ.com is the site. It's the best. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. We'll see you in the mosh pit, dude.
Okay, dude.
Thanks, Harvey.
Bye.
Hey, how about that? It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:58.
Is that a basic thing you should know, is when the songs run out? Is that something you should
not important. Not important to anyone.
Not important.
Not important to anyone. Doesn't matter.
I was getting yelled at. Sorry about that, people. The song ran out. I didn't know.
6:58 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. One of our faves, BJ Novak from The Office. Season finale tonight on NBC. We'll be talking to him coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Couldn't be more excited by the news that came out today. Robert De Niro has just signed a deal to make a motion picture called Righteous Kill. His co-star in the film, Al Pacino.
Wow. Yay!
Back together again for only the second time on screen together. The two will co-star in the $60 million independent movie about two cops chasing a serial killer. They will play cop partners. Does this sound great or what?
Yes.
You know, last time we saw them together was Heat. They only had about two scenes in that movie together. So in this one, they'll be together the entire time. Two of our greatest film actors working side by side.
It's funny because you kind of think of them together, don't you? I mean, they just seem like they've always been together.
Well, they've been forever bonded by the Godfather series as well, because you have to remember that De Niro played young Vito Corleone, the Marlon Brando role in the sequel, Godfather 2, and of course, Pacino played Michael Corleone, his son, for three films. So everyone assumes that somehow that they're connected and they work together, but they only appeared briefly together in Heat. That was it. And now they're going to do a whole movie together. And I think it's going to be awesome.
She has an independent movie that costs $60 million?
Yeah.
Those two things don't usually go together. Usually independent
means
cheaper.
It's being put together by New Images Millennium Films is the name of the company. No word yet on who will distribute, but I'm sure someone will snap it up. And we'll be seeing it soon. It goes into production August the 6th. This summer they start shooting. So,
Ralph, you have got to try to get cut out of that movie. I mean, that really does sound like it's right up your alley.
Well, you know, De Niro and I have that in common now. We both worked with Pacino once, and we'll probably be working with him again. Obviously, De Niro in this role, and me probably in the Two for the Money 2, or 2-2, 2-2 as we're calling it, in pre-production. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Reggie's Revenge is called, by the Two for the Money 2.
Is that your character?
Yeah, Reggie Hawks will come back and start kicking some major ass.
Sure.
Sad news from one of our favorite ladies on television, Jenna Fischer.
Boobs.
From The Office. Of course, she plays Pam on that show. She is just not only great on that show, but just adorable person. I had a chance to talk with her when she was promoting Blades of Glory, the Will Ferrell movie. She fell down a marble staircase on Monday.
Oh, no.
Fractured her lower back in four places.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Jenna was hospitalized on Monday night, and according to E! Online, she is currently resting in her hotel room in New York where the accident happened until she can regain enough strength and feels good enough to fly home here to Los Angeles.
Wow.
She's expected to recover in about 4 to 6 weeks, but I'm just hoping that once she heals up, that'll be the end of it. You know, with, not to tell anyone more than Kevin, with back trouble, sometimes it can haunt you for quite some time.
Yeah.
So we're hoping she has a quick and thorough recovery.
She didn't even make up a bogus story about swerving to avoid
cows.
A cow.
Nope.
She just told the truth
and said, I was a klutz and fell down some stairs.
Wow.
And, ooh, oh, there was a cow and I had to avoid
I almost hit a cow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. One day, Kevin, one day you're going to have to tell us the truth.
If it wasn't for my fantastic driving skills, I would have.
Yeah.
I think there must have been a girl on his lap. Something's going on in this story that he's leaving out.
Oh, yeah.
Cow!
It was like Tony Soprano with Adrian and when they rolled their car. He almost whacked her just to keep the story quiet.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. The nose pinch of death?
Yes. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
We're going to have him on the show today.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here at 9.
Where is he?
He'll be a little late.
What happened?
He'll be here, let's see, what time is it?
7:02.
7:02. He'll be here Tuesday.
That is a little late.
It's going to be a little late.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Tomorrow night, he's going to be on WWE's Friday Night SmackDown.
What?
Oh, please don't let him wrestle.
Please let him wrestle.
He'll be wrestling The Undertaker, they say here. No, I'm just kidding. He is going to perform two new songs from his new CD, Black Rain, that drops next Tuesday.
Oh, I've heard one of those songs. It's great. What's the name of that one?
Have you heard I Don't Want to Stop?
Yes.
I Don't Want to Stop.
That's one of the singles.
That's great.
So apparently that song will be used as the theme song for Judgment Day, the pay-per-view event Monday night, the WWE event. So he's going to show up on Friday night's telecast and knock out a couple songs. And if we're lucky, maybe do a pile driver or two on somebody. I think it could happen.
He's going to pick up a chair.
Ozzy, by the way, heads to Moscow on May the 27th. To hit the European festival circuit. Ozfest is going to be touring over there. And this summer's free Ozfest kicks off here in the States on July 12th in Seattle with Ozzy headlining. And then the tour wraps up on August 30th in West Palm Beach, Florida. So
You'll be hearing more from Ozzy as the weeks go by. Maybe he'll even stop by here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hopefully.
A lot of people over the years who have had Ozzy in the death pool are still pissed.
He looks better than ever, by the way. He had a little plastic surgery, a little facelift. He looks about 20 years younger.
Yeah.
He looks real good. And he's sharp as a tack, too. And I mean that sincerely. Kathy Griffin was on The View yesterday. They should put her on that show.
She'd be great.
Oh, that's interesting.
She was great on that show. She told that she was good. You watched The View yesterday,
Ben? Of course, he watches The View every day.
What's wrong with you?
Every day he watches it.
I have to have something to watch on the TV before my stories come on, Ralph. You know that. Yeah. She was telling the girls on The View that they were talking about her divorce from her husband, Matt, who, by the way, is a great guy. I think they're still friends. She said that she was a fool the first time around because she married for love. She said the next time she's only dating men for their true worth. Publicity value.
Well, Matt wasn't good for that. So.
No. She said she wants to, you know, boost her D-level fame. She wants to increase her profile. So on Bravo, you know, where she has her TV show.
Right.
They posted an online poll about which D-lister she should marry. Choices included Larry Birkhead, Kevin Federline, Mario Lopez, Prince William, or American Idol's Sanjaya Malakar. And I voted for Sanjaya about 9 million times.
That'd be awesome.
Her show is coming back this month, by the way. It's a very, very funny show if you haven't seen it.
Is that poll binding? Does she have to marry whoever people guess?
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Great news. Speaking of Sanjaya, last night on American Idol, Melinda Doolittle, the woman who is head and shoulders above the others.
Oh, God.
Head and shoulders because she had no neck.
How much of a neck does she have exactly?
No neck.
None?
No.
None.
She is deficient in the neck department. And toto.
Would you say it's completely missing?
It is
There's
not,
a little bit of neck.
It is not a swan-like neck, is what I'm saying.
She has to have a little neck.
She's not a giraffe, I'll tell you that. When she walks into a room, all heads turn, except for hers. She has no neck.
If I lie if I say this, because Kevin hasn't seen her,
no.
That her chin basically touches the top of her boobs.
Rests on her boobs.
Top of her cleavage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how little of a neck she has.
That's not much.
No.
In the neck department.
She would be a poor ballerina due to her lack of neck.
Okay.
She would make a subpar giraffe, is what I'm saying.
All right.
Due to her neck deficiency.
So it's not terribly big.
It's non-existent.
All right.
She was voted off. 60 million votes came in this week. And she was booted off the show, leaving just Jordan Sparks, my favorite, and Beans as well. And, of course, beatboxing Blake Lewis.
Yes. Unbelievable he's
Vote
in
the
final
beatbox.
Two.
You give love a bad, 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 boop, name.
Yes.
He actually did that on Bon Jovi week.
It seemed like he was going to be a novelty that would be fun in the early rounds, and then we'd all wise up and he'd be gone. But here he is in the finals.
I want to give him a Foley catheter. That's all I want to do to him. Today's celebrity birthdays: Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block, 37 years old today. How do you think he feels about his life?
Excellent.
As he watches his former New Kids go on to greater fame.
Not excellent.
I don't know. He could be one of those guys who just saved his money and has been laying on a beach for 20 years. He may be very much enjoying his life.
Hope that's the case for Joe K. He's 37 years old today. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, turns 42. Craig Ferguson, we like him. Mm-hmm. He's on the Late Late Show. He's 45. Bob Saget turns 51. And Bill Paxton, who plays Bill Henriksen over there on Big Love on HBO. Very, very well done show.
Yep.
And it's, I think it just came back. Didn't it come out last week was the premiere
episode?
So it's good because as the summer wanes down and we lose Sopranos and Entourage and stuff, we'll have Big Love through the summer. So check it out. Good show. He's 52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
7:15. That means The Office on tonight with a season finale. One of those shows I am very, very sad to see be going away for the summer because it is really one of the best shows maybe in the history of TV, in my opinion. And one of the guys behind the show is an actor and a writer on the program and a producer, is BJ Novak, back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, BJ.
Hey, guys.
First of all, congratulations on the renewal. As great as The Office is, I don't understand why everybody in America isn't watching your show.
Thanks.
It's just shocking to me.
You'll get there. It'll be 100%, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, tell us, first of all, about Jenna Fischman. Have you heard the thing with her
Fisher?
Breaking her? Fisher, I'm sorry.
Fisher, guys. Come on.
I apologize.
Right.
Have you heard anything?
I heard you guys, by the way, making fun of my name earlier. I was listening to you at like 6 a.m.
Well, your first name is...
I understand. I've heard it all. I want you guys to know I'm a big Kevin and Bean listener and whatever you say.
So everything we make fun of BJ, then you...
I hear it.
Okay.
I can't blame you guys. It's right there for the taking. I'm just saying. It is.
I mean, you're asking for it. I mean, you really are.
I understand, guys. I didn't go through my whole life. Oh my God, they're right.
Why don't you just use Ben? Why don't you just have people call you Ben?
It's just there. You know, it's just been there. I've stuck with it, I guess. But yeah, no, I should try out some other versions, I guess.
It might be getting a little late.
Benjamin for this interview, and we'll see if it sticks.
Benjamin Novak on the phone with us.
That sounds cool.
All right. Here's the question again. We heard that Jenna fell down the stairs, broke some bones in her back or something like that. How serious is it? What do you know? Have you talked to her?
I've talked to her. She's fine.
Excellent.
She's making it all up. She's a diva and a drama. No.
Really? So it's a fake.
She got hurt bad. She's fine in the long term. She's absolutely nothing permanent. But she fractured a few things that will heal. She's in a lot of pain. She had to cancel some things. But she will be absolutely fine.
We are very deeply in love with her and, frankly, jealous that you get to go to work every day and work in the same office as her.
Deeply in love is very strong.
Yeah, well,
and she's earned it. I mean, well, she's the perfect woman. I mean, she's not just gorgeous, but she's so funny. She has such an amazing sense of humor. I want to be with her, and you need to make that happen for me, Ben.
I couldn't agree with you more.
All right. Tell us about the season finale. It's tonight on NBC.
Yeah.
Tell us what to expect. I know Michael Scott is going for another job.
Yeah, well, the first thing I should say is it starts at 8 p.m. instead of 8:30.
Okay.
So it's an hour long.
It's a full hour. All right.
Just in case there's any fans that are worried about missing that.
All right.
A lot happens tonight. Michael, Jim, and Karen are all going for the same job in New York to take over in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Jan comes into the office, and I can't say what, but there's some very, very funny surprise happens with Jan. Dwight takes over the office.
Everyone paints
the office black, and you know, it's very funny.
Dwight is one of the best.
To get a taste of.
He's one of the best characters on TV, as far as I'm concerned.
He's awesome.
Oh yeah, Rainn Wilson.
He's just great.
He's such an original.
Yep.
There's really nobody before or since that will be like.
So he takes over the office, and if I know him, he probably puts a lot of new rules into effect.
Yeah. No, we definitely cash in on the chip. And there's a lot of Jim and Pam. There's some big new things with that. And we're already writing season four, and everything in season four is coming out of what happens in the finale tonight.
And I think it's really cool stuff.
I think it's stuff that people will be really psyched to see.
Anyway,
yeah.
Just what?
I was trying to give a...
Did you just fall asleep?
But it's good stuff.
Okay.
You kind of petered out on us there, Benjamin.
Yeah, I suddenly realized...
You were saying too much.
I was saying too much. All right. I was about to say too much.
All right. The Office season finale, again, 8 o'clock on NBC Channel 4. And I have to ask, because I doubt we'll get a chance to talk to you again, but you are in this this Katherine Heigl movie, the Seth Rogen Knocked Up. You're in there?
Oh, yeah. I have a very small part, but it's such a funny movie that I'm glad you brought it up. It's Knocked Up. It's in theaters June 1st.
And I am looking forward to this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this more than anything else that's coming out this summer. It looks phenomenal, and of course, it's our friend Judd Apatow, the guy behind it. It just looks hilarious. I'm glad you're in that. That's cool.
That 40-year-old virgin, obviously, that was his last movie, but that territory of just that sort of lesser-known stars that blow up when the movie hits.
I got you.
R-rated comedy. It's really, really smart.
Well, that looks great. We'll look forward to that. I know you got to go. The Office season finale tonight, 8 o'clock, NBC, a full hour. And BJ, thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, bye now.
All right, here's a conversation we're going to have that producer Alex has titled Women Are Whores, segment number 618. You're keeping track. And we don't know if they're whores or not yet. We're going to find out, though, as we have the discussion. It started with something that Psycho Mike told us, something that he encountered in his life a couple of days ago that I think was worth talking about. Mike, what was the story? What did you find out?
A friend of my wife's, a friend of mine as well, recently got engaged over the weekend. And her soon-to-be husband is very successful, and her ring was 12 carats, a little over 12 carats, and it is huge.
I saw a picture of it. It's ridiculous.
And, obviously my wife was very congratulatory when she found out and saw, but as we were driving home, my wife's telling me, You know, I love your ring more. I love your ring more. Trust me. And I'm telling you.
Because Mark's feeling inadequate.
And you know.
So Jenny lied to you. Okay, go on.
Deep down, I'm telling myself, you know, I really don't feel inadequate because this guy makes, I'm not, you know, 10 times more money than I could ever dream of making. And so I understood that that's just par for the course. But at the same time, I'm telling, don't lie to me, Jenny. It's okay. I understand.
Yeah, she's clearly coveting. She's trying to spare your feelings. But if she had the choice, she'd have the 12-carat ring, right?
I did the best I could with what money I make. And I've heard the size doesn't matter before, but that's a whole different topic. You know what I'm saying? And so I knew she was just probably trying to make me feel better. And she's telling me, no, I'm dead serious. I'd much prefer my ring. There are rings that are just too big. They just don't
They're
look
gaudy.
Good. And as soon as I got home, another female friend of hers came over and joined in the conversation. She said, no, honestly, there are rings that are just a little bit too big. And I, like most of the men here on the show, was kind of spitting out the, sure, like you'd turn it down. Like there's a ring that you'd ever turn down because it's just too big. That diamond, I can't take it. It's too large.
Well, here's what I think, and Lisa, tell me if I'm wrong. Right. I think that most women think that it is gaudy and too big if somebody else owns it. If they own it, it's perfect, and it's just an expression of how much my man loves me.
You know, Alex had an interesting point, which was that's not a ring you could wear every day. It really isn't. One, I'd be afraid someone would, you know, cut my hand off to steal it.
Yeah, you would think, right?
If you're just going out to a diner and you're wearing that ring, it just looks stupid.
Do we know
so
what it's
something
worth?
You would only wear on very special occasions.
We can estimate, knowing how much I spent on, like, Jenny's ring and then doing the math and stuff, I'm going to say easily six figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I think if you're dating someone, they know your taste. Even if I were dating someone who had thousands or millions of dollars, they would never give me a ring like that. It just wouldn't be my taste.
Right,
I don't wear big, gaudy jewelry.
But let's say they did, and they handed you a 12-carat diamond ring. You'd say these words. You know what? Too big. Give me something smaller.
The question
you would
is,
say
then,
that.
Are you hurting his feelings?
Right. You would do it to spare his feelings. You'd kick
yeah, but I wouldn't wear it all the time, that's for sure.
And also, I think it is relative to the type of person the girl is and the lifestyle she leads. This
right.
is a girl who goes out and parties a lot. She's a clubber type chick. She's like stunningly beautiful. I mean, she's the type of girl who walks in a room and all the heads turn. And
well, there's
she's
no
very
ugly chick that ever is going to get a 12-carat ring.
Right.
Let's be
and
honest. Like.
She's into, you know, like the fashion and things like that. And her husband happens to be of celebrity status. So
right.
maybe it's different. You
but
know?
She's not going to wear those to the club. I mean, you don't wear that. You don't wear a 12-carat diamond ring to go dancing.
No.
You wear it at a ball
you
or some kind of.
You can't even hold your hand up for more than 5 minutes.
Some kind of formal event.
Most girls don't ever want to take their engagement ring off. I mean, that's their thing.
The problem with such a big ring.
We're going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Is there really a ring that's too big? Really, though. But really.
I should mention, by the way, for people who aren't into jewelry or have never had an engagement ring, and maybe you never will, but let's not forget that. The average size of a diamond engagement ring is between a third and three quarters of a carat. That's the average diamond engagement ring. Okay, so we're talking about 12 carats. That's to give you an idea of how big we're talking about. This chick's walking around with a tennis ball on her wrist, all right?
Right, exactly.
They wear it on the wrist?
That's how big it is. That's what
so
I'm saying.
Weird.
Well, one finger can't support it.
All right, so engagement rings too big? Is that possible? We have Claudia on hold, who we're going to talk to next, who turned down a big rock.
Aha, uh-huh. See? We're
she
not
She just
bored.
Didn't want to marry that guy.
She didn't like that guy.
You guys.
We'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 right after this.
Right now on the table, we're talking about, can an engagement ring be too big? If you're just joining us, a friend of Psycho Mike's just got engaged to a guy who could afford and did buy her a 12-carat engagement ring. Some of the ladies, and I can't tell if they're being serious with us or are just being catty, are saying, oh, that's so gaudy. Oh, that's too big, because it wasn't given to them, is my guess. But that's what we're talking about at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to a Claudia real quick from Woodland Hills, who has been in a situation where she got a ring she says was too big.
Claudia, good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
We appreciate it. You turned down a big rock. You turned it down.
Okay, I was already married. We were at a charity event where they have boutiques. You know, during cocktail hour, there's
right.
silent auction and boutiques.
Right.
And I went up to this one jeweler, and she said, oh, your husband was here, and he picked this out for you. And I put it on. It was just god-awful ugly. And I picked something else that was much smaller.
So was it ugly only because it was really big?
The color was ugly.
Oh, well, so you didn't like the stone or anything like that. It was just a bad ring.
Like if they'd been perfect diamonds, that would have been okay?
No, it was really too big.
It was just gaudy. Okay.
Yeah, it was gaudy.
I'm glad to hear that.
there is something. I mean, in the age of bling, we've forgotten that there is such a thing as just really gaudy jewelry and understated, elegant. Yeah, sometimes the way to go.
This is also, by the way, we're talking about 12 carats. I mean, 3, 4, 5 carats are really big.
It's huge.
Then when you get to 12, are you kidding?
Yeah, especially if it's a solitaire.
That's
absolutely
crazy. All right, thank you, Claudia.
Thank you for the call, Claudia. Let's go to Michelle. She's calling us from Corona, 1-800-520-1067. Michelle, what do you think about this?
What up, party people?
Hey, Michelle.
What up?
Hey, I'm your token Jewish American princess listener.
Oh,
and
boy.
First of all, that 12 carat is worth well over $1 million because they're rarer the bigger they get, and so it exponentially.
Wow!
It wasn't one diamond though, Michelle.
It wasn't
one.
Okay, so
it was
wait a minute. But wait a minute. So that's not too big.
Oh no! Heck no! No no no! It has to be set very elegantly, but nothing. No rock is too big.
So if there's
and
a 20,
all those girls are liars, liars, liars.
That's true, Michelle.
I knew Michelle was out there. I'm glad she called.
Listen. I don't buy Michelle at all because there's no such thing as a Jewish American princess in Corona. It doesn't exist.
I'm from back east.
Thank you, Michelle.
Kind of got transferred. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Bye.
No ring can be too big. Alex, Super Horror, assistant producer Alex is in the studio. What do you think?
Death to Wayne. I think.
Of course.
I think that, well, it makes me nervous. Like, the bigger the ring, the bigger the proposal. And that always makes me sketchy. Like, if, like the guys who do the big proposals, like, it's always that, there's always that one guy every year at Dodger Stadium who proposes to his girlfriend on the
Lightning!
Train.
Lightning!
Every
proposal has to be about me. Lightning!
It's really
good. Lightning, our producer. Self-esteem problem.
Okay, all right. Are you finished?
Yes.
Are you finished? Okay. So every girl, you know, in the stadium always cringes, like, oh, my God. And it's kind of like if a guy proposes with a ring that big, it makes you wonder, like, what are you making up for? Like, how small is your penis? Because
interesting.
Basically, you're walking around as a woman with your husband's insecurities on your hand all day long. Like, look at how important my husband is. He bought me this huge ring.
So I don't want to say that women are a tough room, but it's not enough that the guy's going to go out and spend $1 million on a ring for you. But now you're criticizing because what are you making up for?
Well,
wow.
I mean, I would take it.
How you take it? How about that? Stephanie and Rosemead, good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can a ring be too big?
Never. I don't think a ring can ever be too big.
Poor! But wow. Your wedding ring, would you wear it every day if it was 12 carats?
Well, right now I am engaged, and my fiancé
poor guy.
Had
poor
proposed
sucker.
To me with a ring that was less than a carat, and when he first gave it to me, I didn't say it was too small, but I hinted at it.
Oh,
I kind of looked
at
it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Death to Stephanie is what you meant to say, Alice.
Stephanie,
how did you let him know that the ring he got you was too small?
Well, I was like, it's cute. And, I kind of hinted at it, and it needed to be resized. So when he went to go get it resized, it came back a carat bigger, and I was like, oh, what happened? It was nice before, but yeah, this is a lot better.
Oh, dear God.
Stephanie.
That's a good way to start out your marriage, to already make your husband feel insignificant.
And poor.
Yeah.
And poor, right. Why does it matter to you so much how big the ring is? Isn't it enough that the guy is going to marry you?
Yeah, but...
No,
I
yeah,
want
but...
I don't want else to know, like, if nobody can even see my ring, they're not going to be like, oh, my God, you're engaged. And
but that doesn't make him not a great guy, though.
Stephanie is going to be a bridezilla, I can already tell. She's getting married for a wedding, not for a marriage. You're going to go in debt, aren't you, babe?
When is your wedding?
No. We're trying to plan it for next year.
But unfortunately, he can't possibly make enough money to give you the wedding that you deserve, so it's probably not going to happen.
No.
Because I need to hire elephants to come and carry the bridesmaids. Stephanie.
Well, Disneyland wedding.
Stephanie. Can you give us his phone number or email address so we can warn him off?
No.
Come on.
He loves
all right.
Me.
Do what's right.
He doesn't love you, by the way. He's got a chick on the side if he's smart. All right, one more thing for you, Stephanie.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Today's the day we're giving you tickets every 30 minutes for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. They are pit tickets, and we're giving them to you right after the Ralph Showbiz beat, which is coming up right now.
I'm in the band Tiger Army, and I'm excited about playing the Weenie Roast and Fiesta.
That's a different Nick. That's
different guy named Nick.
Not the same guy.
Yeah. All right, that'll be coming up after 8. Right now, Ralph's got the Hollywood news. What's going on?
I heard Nick can't say no, though. I did hear that.
I heard that too.
Yeah. See, it's hard to be me.
It's hard to be you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for all the obvious reasons.
Working with us, starters.
Well, yeah. And then, for instance, when they were doing Blades of Glory, that movie was coming out, they had a... what they call it, press junket, where you get down there, meet the stars of the film, and you get to interview them. And right. I talked to Will Ferrell, and I talked to Will Arnett and his wife, Amy Poehler, and I got a chance to talk to Jenna Fischer, who is, of course, not only in that movie, but also from the TV show The Office, which we love.
Right, we do love that.
And I told her, I said, you know, we love your show, The Office. We talk about it all the time. We're
right.
huge fans of the entire cast. We're really up on the show.
Come
and
on.
We love your work.
Stop it.
And then Kevin talked to BJ Novak, who was one of the producers, writers, and stars of The Office. And Jenna Fischer had an accident on Monday. She fell down some stairs. And Kevin just made me look bad. That's all. He just made me look bad.
Now, tell us, first of all, about Jenna Fischer. Have you heard the thing with her breaking her? Fischer, I'm sorry.
Fischer, guys. Come on.
I apologize.
Right.
Yeah.
See?
She's not the wife of Hal Fishman?
Hal Fishman? No, they're no longer a couple.
Ah.
Yeah.
I think what Ralph's saying is that he talked us up as being big fans of their show.
Which we are.
And then
well,
you
it's hard
don't
to prove when you
know.
Call her Jenna Fischman.
I watch the show every week, guys.
Do you like Steve Farrell on that show, too? He's very good.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes.
Word.
That's all I got to say on the matter.
Exactly.
So you're saying it's Fisher.
Fischer. Jenna Fischer fell down some marble stairs on Monday, fracturing her lower back in four places.
Ouch.
Jenna was hospitalized Monday night, is now resting in her hotel room in New York until she can get enough strength to fly home to Los Angeles. However, she is expected to recover in about 4 to 6 weeks, so we wish her, of course, a quick and thorough recovery. And BJ did say in the interview that she's in a lot of pain, but the prognosis is that she's going to be fine in the long run, and that's what really matters. So.
What about her poor husband? What's he supposed to do in the meantime?
I know.
Hal.
You know? Yeah, Hal Fishman.
Hal, yeah.
Just got to do the news every night, just wondering how she is back in New York.
That's got to really be troubling.
Now, yeah. You're a guy who, I don't know your name.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
I'm sorry I did that.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Her husband actually is James Gunn, who's a very funny, talented director. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie called The Specials. It's sort of a spoof on superheroes starring Rob Lowe and Thomas Hayden Church.
It's great. Is it a good movie?
He made the zombie movie, too. That awesome zombie movie.
Yes.
A couple years ago.
He's a talented guy. And so we wish them the best.
As is she.
We wish the Fishmans the best. Paris Hilton will be serving 23 days in jail. That's the word coming out of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
How does that go down each day?
Well, she that's what she said. she was given some time off for good behavior.
She hasn't been in jail yet.
Yeah, but when she gets there, she'll be good.
She hasn't screwed up, though. She hasn't done anything wrong in jail yet.
Yeah, that's true.
They gave her time off for good behavior because she showed up 18 minutes late to her last court date.
Better than 20, I guess they figured. Yeah.
It's like they're being too easy on her.
Huh. She'll be in a special needs housing unit as well. And that's
Kevin should be in a special needs housing unit.
It's going to be in suburban Linwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Linwood's up to no good, I heard.
That's what
I
heard. Rob, how do you do it?
That's actually Englewood. That's Englewood. That's Englewood.
It's a unit that contains 12 two-person cells. So this is just an area that's reserved for police officers, public officials, celebrities, and other high-profile inmates, people who are in danger of being in the general population. So she's not going to have it too rough. I would still love to know who her cellmate's going to be.
No kidding.
Yeah. Hope it's a big, angry lesbian. Happy 9th anniversary to Sylvester Stallone and his wife, Jennifer Flavin. 9 years they've been married.
How about
really?
That?
Yep. Could not be happier. Apparently, they attribute it to it. They've put human growth hormone in their relationship, and it keeps it young and firm. So,
no.
It works. And Oprah Winfrey has 11 toes.
What?
TMZ.com has a photograph of Oprah wearing barefoot sandals while she was at Howard University's graduation ceremonies over the weekend. And if you look at her left foot, there does indeed appear to be a total of 6 toes.
I'm so fat.
If I had 6 toes, I don't think I'd be rocking the sandals.
Right.
But apparently Oprah is rich enough that she can flaunt her extra toe in our faces.
Freaky dinkies need love, too. Freaky dinkies need love, too.
We just have to take it.
I'm so fat.
Ralph, what about the rumor that it's actually just a large bunion that appears to be a toe?
I had not heard that. I didn't do a lot of research into the toe story, Psycho Mike, but I'll look further into the Bunyan conspiracy. Let's see what I can come up
Great
with.
Band.
Oh. Bunyan conspiracy? Yeah, side stage this that weekend. Story. It's going to be awesome.
I'm so fat.
Yes, you are. Last night on reality television, Melinda Doolittle, the girl with no neck, was voted off American Idol. She really was perhaps the best singer of the entire lineup this season.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, that's good that she's gone.
So, American Idol, once again, living up to its full potential.
But if you, I mean, she looks 50 and she has no neck. She doesn't exactly seem like the American Idol that would be easy for them to market.
Well, that's not America's next top model, for Christ's sake. It's supposed to be about singing.
I know, but we all know the show's rigged, and they decide well in advance who's going to be in the finals, and this makes for a much more interesting battle.
So what do you got instead is Jordan Sparks, the 17-year-old super talent. She's amazing for 17 years old, quite frankly. She'll be in the finale next week, along with Blake Lewis, best known for his beatboxing and his shabadoo breakdance moves on stage, too. So it's a no-brainer for me, but knowing how the show works, he'll probably win. And America's Next Top Model last night crowned Jazlene.
I'm sorry?
A 20-year-old Chicago native as their winner.
Did you say Jazlene?
Jazlene.
That's awesome.
Beat out Natasha and Renee to win the 8th edition of the series. Congratulations, Jazlene. She's the first Latina to win the competition, by the way.
So. Oh, no kidding. I would have sworn she was black.
No, she's Latina.
Jazlene.
Wow. Jazlene. She's Jazlatina. Today's
it
celebrity
sounds
birthdays.
Like some sort of a Weight Watchers program, doesn't it? Like something you go on to lose pounds?
Valerie Bertinelli's right now doing commercials for Jazlene.
That's what I thought.
It's Jazzercise with a special diet. It's Jazlene. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dennis Hopper. Oh, Dennis Hopper. Dennis mother effing Hopper. Boy, is it his birthday.
Are you excited about that?
Oh, he is celebrating the crap out of his birthday
really?
Today. That Dennis Hopper.
You know, I still watch Apocalypse Now at least once a month, so I'm very, very fond of Mr.
He's
Hopper.
Crazy, man! Dennis Hopper as the photographer in Apocalypse Now is an excellent, excellent performance.
He's not kidding, by the way. He does watch that once a month, at least.
Let's see. Hoppy was also in Blue Velvet, of course. Oh. A dynamite performance in that.
Wow.
I never want to hear that sound again coming out of Bean. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Some in Speed. He was the bad guy in Speed.
He's Pop gone. Quiz, asshole!
Great. He's 71 years old today. Bill Paxton from Big Love over there on HBO, 52 years old today. Bob Saget, actor and comedian, is 51. Craig Ferguson from the Late Show is 45 years old today. Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block member, is 37 years old. And Trent Reznor, our pal from Nine Inch Nails, is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of the Tiger Army, ladies and gentlemen, Nick 13 in the studio from that band. Hey, Nick.
Thank you. How's it going?
Thanks for the Pop-Tarts, dude. You rule.
It's going better now that you brought the Pop-Tarts. That's the perfect breakfast food.
It was all my idea.
Excellent. It didn't have anything to do with the person from the record company that's in the next room that said she brought them?
No, it was really all me.
All you.
Really? What kind of Pop-Tarts are they, Nick?
Different kind.
But you hand selected them and paid for them, right? Okay. Now, Tiger Army is a name that may be new to a lot of people who are going down to the Weenie Roast on Saturday, but you're one of those, you know, overnight sensations that's been working for 10 years. You guys have paid your dues, right?
That's right. Yeah, you know, I moved to Los Angeles in about 2000, and that's when the band really started getting going.
But you'd been in the band for 5 years before that or something?
Yeah, we started around 96 in Berkeley up in the Bay Area. And it's funny because Los Angeles embraced us. Like, from the first time we were played down here, it was better than the Bay for us, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
Really, than ever in the Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird. And you, is there any reason you can attribute that to? Or?
Well, I think, you know, the music we play, it's got a lot of different elements, but there's elements of punk, there's elements of, like, rockabilly and 50s rock and roll. And
right.
I think Southern California has just always had a really big scene for both of those things.
Yeah.
There's the Hootenanny, there's all the cars down here, the Hot Rods.
Right.
Tattooing, bands like, you know, X and the Blasters going back to the 70s, Social Distortion later.
Right.
I think Southern California just really have a feel for what we do.
Did you always think during those 4 or 5 years when you were in the Bay, did you always think, oh, we got to get down to Los Angeles, got to get down there, that's where kind of you can launch everything from, or no?
Not really. I mean, I grew up in Northern California, and I was pretty happy up there. And then the scene kind of dried up with the whole .com thing.
Mm-hmm.
That really hurt the music scene in the Bay Area. And I didn't know much about Southern California, but when I came down here...
Weren't you raised, if you grew up in Northern California, weren't you raised to hate Los Angeles?
Didn't we steal all your water?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people up there have that attitude, mm-hmm. but when I came down here, I was like, it's pretty much better than up there. And I love it here, and it's my home now.
Let me think, what's not better than up there? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, you have Barry Bonds, though, so that's dragging the whole area down up there. So what's the deal with you, Nick, and why no one wants to work with you for very long? That's the question. Why do you burn through so many band members like they're drumming for Spinal Tap? What's that all about?
Well, it's true that there have been, I think, 1 million members of Tiger Army.
Uh-huh.
A lot of what that was in the early days of the band, everyone else in the Bay that I knew was already in a band, so I kind of just borrowed them for a little while.
Oh, I see.
Like Adam from AFI played on our first record.
Right.
And first record, the bass player was borrowed. It was kind of like, all right, you're in a band, you're doing your thing, you're touring, give me a couple weeks so I can make this happen. And
gotcha. But so over time, what some people will do is pick permanent people to be in the band.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've,
I'm just saying.
That's one way to go.
We've had the same lineup for, almost
6 years.
Almost three years now. Okay. Yeah. And both Southern California guys. Jeff, the bass player, is from L.A. James, the drummer, is from Fullerton. And, you know, we've done, I think, almost 200 shows now, so it's not exactly like a new lineup.
Yeah, so it's working for you.
You just came back from Europe. You were telling us during the song you just came back from Europe mm-hmm. and everywhere. Tell us where you went and what was the most exciting part of it.
Gosh, we went kind of all over the place. We were up in Scandinavia. We did Finland, Sweden, and Denmark for the first time. Germany, Holland, Belgium, over to England and Scotland for a few shows. So
wow.
Definitely seeing Scandinavia was an experience because I've toured a lot. I've been a lot of places, and that was a new thing for me.
That stands out for you as being something that was extraordinary?
Yeah, the shows were really good, too. The scene is really cool up there.
Well, they love to rock up there. That's the thing about Scandinavia is they love rock music.
Definitely.
Because it's cold. Yeah. They can't go outside. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your time?
Music from Regions Beyond, by the way, is the name of the CD that's out now or available for download. You've been hearing, and we just played Forever Fades Away. We're talking to Nick 13 from Tiger Army. I'm sure you get asked this all the time, and I hate to bore you with it, but for people who are wondering, why are you called Nick 13? Is that your email address or something?
No, it actually goes back to my first band when I was a kid. It was called Influence 13, and Jade, who's now in AFI, was in that band. We lasted for about 2 years, and Jeff Kresge, who was later in AFI and was in Tiger Army for a while, was in that band too.
Uh-huh. And so that went away, so you just took the 13 for your name?
Is it kind of a tribute?
Not really. I mean, what actually happened was that was sort of my name. That would have been on a record if we'd had one. But then we all moved to the East Bay, and there was this guy that was friends with Rancid, whose name was Nick Dogg. And I was kind of like the new Nick in town. So,
differentiated.
Yeah. If somebody would call up like Davey Havoc and be like, who are you with? He'd be like, oh, I'm with Nick. And they'd be like, oh, Nick Dogg? And he'd start saying, no, Nick 13.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's now, how it really stuck.
The way you describe it, Nick, if you'd played your cards right, could you have been in AFI?
Yeah, I think I could have. But it was always more important to me to kind of do my own thing. I could have weaseled in there somewhere.
Tiger Army, by the way, in addition to the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007 on Saturday, is out on the Warped Tour with Bad Religion, Coheed and Cambria, Newfound Glory, Used, Pennywise. That sounds like a rockin' summer. That sounds like a good time ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for us because, I mean, we've done a little bit of Warped here and there, but we've never done it through Southern California. So, I mean, we're going to be in Pomona, we're going to be in Ventura, we're going to be
Friday, June 29th at the Fairfax Park in Pomona, and then Saturday, June 30th at the Ventura County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy tickets for that Ticketmaster. The Warped Tour is always good. That's always a fun time.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's going to be cool. And you're going to be on, you're going to be on the K-Rock Weenie Roast on Saturday. What can people expect from you that haven't seen you yet?
Let's see. I mean, we're going to play a lot of stuff from all our different records. We're definitely going to play Forever Fades Away.
Mm-hmm.
Which K-Rock has been spinning a lot. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And thank you. And, I think people are going to get a chance to see a band that has been touring and playing for a long time and playing a little bit different style of music than they've maybe heard before. So hopefully we'll show some people something new.
That's the best kind of band to discover is one that's been doing it for a long time, is really good at it, but you may not have been familiar with it or whatever. You're not new. You're not learning, what to do on stage. You've been doing it for a long time. So that's the best kind of band to see.
And I love your My Humps song. That's the one I'm most looking forward to.
That's kills.
That was a breakthrough for us.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. See him on the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. If you don't have your tickets yet, don't worry. We're giving them away every half hour all day long today on K-Rock. So that includes in about 10 more minutes, you'll have a chance to win some for free. And then we'll give you a chance to earn them here in a couple minutes. But, Nick, it's awesome to meet you, and I hope we get a chance to see you some more out there on Saturday when we're all together in Irvine.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll see you on Saturday.
You bet. Thanks for coming.
Welcome, Browse the intern, to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Browse.
Good morning, everybody.
Browse.
We don't have time, unfortunately, to play your smash hit Brow Down, but Armenians all over Southern California are writing in going, you know what? We hate us, too. Thank you for doing that song. Thank you for putting it on the air.
I didn't say that's exactly
what they're saying, first
of
all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not hear that right?
But you did say that. Okay.
We found out after Brow Down that that Browse is a hell of a singer, and we decided, let's figure out a way to use that to entertain the kids and give away some tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007, and that's why we're going to play, what are we calling this?
We're calling this Armoroki.
Armoroki, Armoroki. I have big bad eyebrows, big bad eyebrows.
Big high models.
Yeah, King Bud and Kefanang. Hoppa! It's time for Armoroki.
There
you go. All right, now.
And to you as well, my friend.
What is going to happen is Browse is going to sing one of the songs from one of the bands that's playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. You just have to tell us the band and the song title.
Okay.
Oh, he's actually going to be singing the actual lyrics and melody from the song. What could be easier than that?
Armoroki, Maria and Downey. Good morning.
Morning.
Are you ready to be slayed by by Browse version of this song?
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Here we go. You had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that...
Oh, yeah. I really can't use that kind of language on the air.
Yeah, you can't say the S word.
The Killers,
yes. Why were you in such a hurry to interrupt him if you don't know the answer? God damn you, Maria.
Because she thought
you at least let him finish while you were thinking of the answer.
All right, give her a chance. Killers.
Title artist.
Wrong.
Buzzer. CD.
Oh, give her... Oh. Maria. Oh. Come on. Maybe that's somebody told me.
Told me. Yeah.
Sorry. Let's go to Andy and Whittier. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Andy.
You get put into the drawing for the pit tickets if you can tell us the artist and the title of the next song.
Sounds good.
Browse?
Doesn't sound good.
Well, okay, here we go. Beating me down. Beating me down, down into the ground, screaming some sounds, beating me down.
All right, Jonathan, okay, easy.
All right, that's is Tony Soprano holding your nose right now? What the hell's going on there, Browse?
Oh, all right,
Andy, title and artist.
That is Korn.
Yes.
The song is Falling Away From Me.
Oh, that's nicely done.
Yes.
Nicely
done. Yes.
Nicely done, Andy. I don't know how you did it. Hold on.
You are in the drawing. Congratulations. We'll find out in a moment who wins the tickets. Let's try Tim. He's in Monrovia. We're playing Armoroki for tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. Good morning, Tim.
What's up, Kevin and Frijole?
Here's our
Listen up.
Intern Browse. Name this artist and song.
What if I wanted to break? Laugh it all off on your face.
Not on.
What would you do? What if I fell to the floor? Couldn't take it all this anymore.
That's probably enough.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dick Cheese. What do you think there, Tim?
I think that's 30 Seconds Tomorrow's, and the song is called The Kill.
That's correct.
Excellent.
Well done.
What if I wanted to break?
It was sort of like that. Hold on. Let's go to Evan in Granada Hills. Good morning, Evan.
Morning. What to do?
Got Browse. He's going to sing you a song. Tell us what song this is and what band.
All right.
Lisa, watch your ears on this one.
Okay.
I can't feel the way I did before. Don't turn your back on me. I won't be ignored. Time won't tell.
Heal. Well, listen,
Browse. Matt, he's doing a good job.
Here's the thing. You can't say whatever because you're singing lyrics that the listeners are supposed to identify if you change the words.
Mike's laughing got me nervous.
And by the way, the lyrics are written down on a piece of paper in front of you, too. We're asking you to memorize them.
I haven't been doing this all my life.
Baby. Evan, do you recognize that?
That song is Faint by Linkin Park.
Yes, it is.
It sure is.
Nice.
So
I did that. sounded just like that. Exactly like that.
Identical. All right. Let's do another. Let's try Mike in West Covina. It's Arma Roki. You ready, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I've been waiting for this omen all my life.
Omen.
But it's not quite right. And this real, it's impossible if possible. At whose blind word?
Okay, sorry. Mike?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's bad, I know. Mm-hmm. Artist, song title?
Damn.
Playing the Weenie Roast?
Browse sings in the shower and the water is repelled.
Oh, goes back up in the faucet.
If the water says, I don't want any part of this.
You don't know?
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Silver Sun Pickups. Yeah. All right.
Great song called Lazy Eye. We just got time for one more. So far, by the way, Andy, Tim, Evan, all in the running. Let's find out if Josh is going to make it to. Josh is in Baldwin Park. Listen up. Here's our final round of Arma Roki.
It's your life too slow, no satisfaction. Find something out there, there's an attraction. If you hesitate now, there's a subtraction. Let's get moving, girl, into action.
Have you ever heard that song?
Common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Browse, have you ever heard that song?
Not enough, apparently.
You haven't heard it, have you? Josh, do you recognize that?
Let me think.
I'll give you a hint that the title of the song is actually in the lyrics that he spoke.
But we are going to need an answer right away.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
We just had him on this hour yesterday on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tim Armstrong, his song Into Action.
Yeah, that didn't sound anything like that, right? Okay.
All right. Lisa, you want to do the drawing for us?
We got a winner!
Whittier. Andy's the first guy that won. Andy, congratulations.
All right, thanks, guys.
You're going to the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta, and thank you for playing our new game, and probably the last time we're ever going to play, Arma Roki.
Arma Roki, Arma Roki.
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. You can leave a message on any topics. You people are so ungrateful. You're ingrates, that's what you are. We talked to J.S. Jaguar from the Ducks before every single round of the playoffs, and they kick ass.
Yep.
They get beat once. We get this call.
Can you guys do me like a big favor? Can you guys kind of maybe call the Detroit Red Wings and talk to their freaking goalie? Thank you, guys.
Aww.
I don't think it was when they got beat once that people started to turn on us. It was the second one where Jiggy gave up three, and then they pulled him from the game. That's when they started to make the leap maybe that it was our fault. But it's not.
It's not.
And they're coming back.
Another conspiracy theorist.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm on to your little conspiracy. You know, my whole way to work, you guys talk about stupid, boring crap. And then just as I get to work, which is the spot where, by the way, I don't have any reception, I guess.
Right.
And once you guys start talking about something that's actually interesting and funny, all of a sudden static. So I just want to let you guys know that I know what's going on, and your heads...
Well, we do plan it.
We do have a camera.
Thinks that our plan is to only be funny when people can't hear us?
Yes.
Him specifically.
Good theory.
We have a camera in his car. This next call is for you, Bean, as you worship and love Tina Fey.
Hey, Bean, is it true that Tina Fey is going to be on that show, Dancing? I heard they're
going to
call it Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. Oh. See, because she has a
scar. She's one of the hottest women in the world with a scar, though. You got to give me that.
Another Bean fan.
Bean, do you think anybody cares that Petra Nemcova is your favorite supermodel? Is that to say that you're a Petra Nemcova enthusiast? You're such a panty stain. Shut up.
I am not a panty stain, and yes, I am a Petra Nemcova enthusiast. Thank
accurate,
you,
I would say accurate. We had Dave, the King of Mexico, in here, and we were telling you how girly he is. He's obsessed with having soft hands, and I don't know another guy that's true of.
Yeah,
but he is, and this girl has an explanation.
All right, guys, when you get your hands on your ladies, don't you like their hands to be nice and soft? Well, that's why Dave likes his hands to be nice and soft, because he is his own lady. Clearly, that's why he likes his hands soft.
Makes sense.
Oh, so when he's dating himself every night, I gotcha. That makes sense now.
Yes,
it does.
He doesn't like pain. Our assistant producer, Alex Superhore, does some commercials that everyone loves.
If I hear one more commercial, Laser Eyes, done by Alex, I'm going to open my vein.
I'm going to punch her in the vein. Yay!
I have good eyes. Yay! Shut up. Hi, this is Alex from the Laser Boob Center. I just had my boobs done with lasers, and it's so much better. And you know what I like best? It's when I forgot what I was going to say, because I should check my brains out at the same time.
Oh. How dare you.
Oh. Dude, that's harsh.
We're talking, of course, about this commercial.
What to do, nephews? It's Alex from the Kevin and Bean Show, better known as your super whore. And I love many things. I love big fancy c***. That's right. I love them. They did my and it's perfect. Wow. You know when it's especially perfect? Right. When it's painless due to a lot of drugs and it was over very quickly and you're out of there. So call 1-888. Those do not come cheap, that's but true. Someone gives you a that's pretty good, people. I let them put lasers in my trust me, it works. Biatches. Oh. So if you're interested in nice big call 1-888. That's what the Kevin and Bean Show recommends.
So yes, we do.
That's the commercial.
I like Bush.
Well, sure, mm-hmm. Of course you do. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Orlando Bloom coming up after 9 o'clock from Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, opening Memorial Day weekend. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, the networks are still announcing their fall schedules. Today we found out the CW...
Give me some good news.
...has announced that they're bringing 6 new series to the air. You know, Seventh Heaven is going away.
Right.
So they're replacing it with a show called Life is Wild.
Life is Wild.
Which is basically Seventh Heaven on a wild game reserve. It's okay. About a family that lives in Africa in a wild game park.
Okay.
No, what is it really about?
No, seriously. Two more real shows. Gossip Girl drama will be debuting, as will The Reaper. Reaper, apparently about a young girl who acts as a Grim Reaper for Death. One of the agents of Death go around killing people.
Should I be afraid of that show, Ralph?
Don't be afraid of The Reaper. Don't fear the Reaper.
Oh, I hate come you on, both. Ralph. Come on.
I'm sorry. I was thrown because I was going to go into the fact that my boy Kevin Smith directed the pilot for this.
No kidding.
So I'm glad to see that going well for him. You'll be happy to know that they're already in the works for the second edition of Pussycat Dolls Present, the next new doll.
You mean they're going to add another one?
They're adding another doll?
Are they kicking someone out of the
no,
band?
No, this will be the 18th doll in the band, I think.
What do any of the girls besides the lead singer do?
Dance.
Shake their groove fangs.
Oh, my God.
That's what they do.
Two more reality shows also coming to the CW. Farmer Wants a Wife.
I wonder what that's about.
I can only imagine it's sort of a low-rent agricultural bachelor.
Farmer wants a wife. That sounds funny.
They don't have the dough that ABC has for the expensive bachelor show.
Yeah, we can't go to Paris and get a mansion. Let's just go to a farm and get a guy married. And Crowned, the mother of all pageants, it's called.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this one.
So you get to look forward to that.
This is mothers and daughters who are competing in the same pageant.
Oh, dear God.
Nice. Good news is Smallville's returning, which is all I really care about over there on the Qua.
And?
As the insiders call it.
Nobody calls it the Qua.
Still no word on Veronica Mars.
God damn you,
still
Ralph.
No word.
Today is supposed to be the day.
I know. I have not seen hide nor hair. However, One Tree Hill is returning.
Okay, fine.
And what they're going to do is they're going to take One Tree Hill and they're going to do a Veronica Mars on it, basically. Is they're going to transport it 4 years into the future. When it comes back next season, all the kids will already have graduated from college.
Okay.
Oh, and they get to pick up their lives at that point in their lives instead of following them through college.
Okay.
So take that for what it's worth. Paris Hilton's jail term cut to 23 days. It's official.
Ooh.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's spokesman said that she will spend 23 days in a special needs housing unit.
For retards?
Yes. Going to the Special Olympics. No, it's a 12 two-person cell building that is reserved for police officers who get arrested and put into jail, mm-hmm. public officials, celebrities, other high-profile inmates that just can't mix with the general population. So.
And they cut her time in half because...
Oh, good behavior. She's getting time off for good behavior.
So, special treatment just every step of the way, too, for Paris.
Yes.
Sounds like.
She will be protected. Although, I can't imagine why you would have to put her in some sort of special arrangement. You couldn't just release Paris Hilton into the general population.
No, I can see that.
Because people would go out of their way to F with her and probably hurt her. So, in order for her own safety, you got to do that.
But cutting her time for good behavior when she's not there yet seems odd.
It does seem odd, yes. And I'm sure overcrowding has something to do with it,
too. We're taking for granted she's going to be good. So we're going to cut her. We're going to
Hey, we saw the video. We know she's good.
She is good.
Hola, 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 hola.
Sure would be sad if she got hurt and had a bad time in prison.
Oh, you don't want her to get hurt.
Don't be ugly.
I'd hate that. How much hurt are we talking here?
Don't be ugly.
You don't want her to get shanked in the exercise yard, do you?
No,
I guess not.
Not unless there's a camera.
Robert De Niro and Al Pacino teaming up to co-star in a feature film together. Good news?
Yeah, that's great.
I think so. The movie's called Righteous Kill. They will play two cops chasing a serial killer together. That's going to be great, both of them being cops. They've only been on screen together just one time before, and that was in Heat. They only shared two scenes. But this time, they'll be co-starring throughout the entire film together. So that is going to be a good movie. They decided that the whole thing came about because they got on the phone together and said, we really need to make a movie together, don't you think? And they said, yeah, let's find something. And
really?
We'll team up and we'll just do co-star in a movie. They've just been really eager to co-star together.
Is so, one of them a serious cop and the other one plays by his own rules?
I think one is one's an outlaw. One's a card that needs to be dealt with. And the other one is a straight-by-the-book cop.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph, I was thinking about you yesterday, and I know you have an evil dastardly...
Where were your hands?
No, wasn't like that at all. I know you have an evil dastardly plan to become best friends with George Clooney he's in town for the Ocean's 13.
Sure.
And I was thinking, you guys have something in common. Why don't you use Al Pacino as your Bond?
Oh.
Because you've worked with Al Pacino. Now he's worked with Al Pacino in this movie. Maybe there's some way, I don't know, he can facilitate that, or you have something in common you can talk to him about. Have you thought about that?
Don't think I haven't. I don't think that's not part of my master plan.
I have a scene here with you and Al Pacino.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So, game's in 2 days. You talk to your team?
No, I'll have to.
Then it's all set. You throw the game. Reggie, my friend, you and I are going to be rolling in the dough.
Forget it.
That's Al.
What are you talking about?
Look, we're playing it straight. It's going to be a fair game, start to finish.
Wrong, man. You just made it into a bloodbath.
Boom!
Yeah. Acting Pacino right up the screen in that one. I couldn't even identify him in that scene.
Well, he was so scared. He was talking differently.
You just made this a bloodbath.
Wrong, man.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Of course, for my ABC After School special.
Of course. I just see you say to George, hey, I got some funny stories about the time I worked with Al. Maybe we can get together and swap stories.
George, when you were hanging with Al, I remember when I was shooting with him up in Vancouver, George, did he do any card tricks for you? Because he did card tricks for me. Is that the same thing?
Boom, you're in. You got something coming. Now he looks up to you.
Next thing you know, we're doing the man hug, where you grasp hands and you slap each other in the back. Oh, it's going to be great.
It's not going to happen.
Looking forward to it.
Not going to happen.
We also share a woman in common, too. I'll tell you up the air. I'm not going to bring it.
Oh, really?
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you up the air.
You went before or after Clooney?
What do you think?
Britney Spears hates her mom.
Yeah.
For checking her into promises.
She seems to be quite angry about that.
She will not forgive her mother for putting her into rehab. That bitch. Looking out for her life and everything. So apparently she's cut off all communication with Lynn Spears. No call on her mom's birthday. No call on Mother's Day. No call when Lynn was hospitalized with pneumonia.
Dude, that's a feud.
She's a good person, that Britney Spears. Through and through, every step of the way. And R. Kelly likes him some R. Kelly. He told Hip Hop Soul magazine that he is his only competition. And he claims that for our time, he is the Muhammad Ali, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, and Martin Luther King of our era.
Except that the average person on the street has never heard of him.
And he's happy that people are finally starting to realize this fact, he added, that he is all four of those rolled into one.
He's the Martin Luther King.
Well, he has a dream. It involves peeing on an underage girl, but still, it's a dream nonetheless.
All right.
Wow, he loves some him.
Yeah, he does. And lastly, our thoughts and good wishes go out to the lovely and talented Jenna Fischer. You know her, of course, from TV's The Office. She had an accident on Monday. She fell down a marble staircase in New York, fractured her lower back in four places.
Ouch.
She was hospitalized, is now resting in her hotel room until she can regain enough strength to come home here to Los Angeles. She is expected to recover in about 4 to 6 weeks, so obviously our thoughts go out to her. We are huge fans of Jenna's, as we are the Office here on this show. In fact, when Kevin was talking to BJ Novak from The Office, I think Kevin showed how much he loves each and every cast member.
Now, tell us, first of all, about Jenna Fischer. Have you heard the thing with her?
Fischer, I'm sorry.
Fischer, guys. Come on.
I apologize.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't blame DJ Nowak for being upset with us for not even knowing the name, by the way.
Me too. That's Steve Farrell. He's funny on that show, too.
Oh, he is so funny.
Guys, with your editing.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, 42 years old. Today, Craig Ferguson. Sorry, Gus Bean.
I was just
you took the big breath. I can always tell the big breath means something's coming up.
Thinking what kind of a hilarious party game They're going to be playing at Trent Reznor's house today. I mean, you think he's there with the balloons and the horns?
Absolutely.
And cake, elephant, the whole deal.
So much fun. They blindfold him and they play pin the razor on the wrist.
Yeah, oh, that's a good time. That's about right.
That's a lot of fun. Craig Ferguson from The Late Late Show is 45 years old today. Bob Saget, actor and comedian, is 51. Bill Paxton from Big Love is 52. Apparently, Big Love coming back on June the 11th. I spoke to him, and that's when he comes back. Right. And Dennis Hopper, legendary film actor, has been working since his teens. He's in Rebel Without a Cause with James Dean.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, that's how far he goes back. 71 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I got to tell you, I love the bad surprise stories because they really kind of just put your life into focus. You can say, oh, my life's not that bad.
Yeah.
Here's a bad surprise story of the last probably 2 months that I've seen.
The gentleman who had surgery for testicular cancer and something went terribly wrong.
Okay, now, he already has testicular cancer.
Okay.
Which is really bad.
So he had surgery and something went terribly wrong.
Oh boy.
So he wasn't in the best place in his life when they wheeled him in. What could have gone worse in the operating room?
Our Lisa Siegel joins us now live with more on that story. Lisa.
It was somewhat like a castration, you know. The only good working one I had, they took.
Okay, so.
No.
So the doctor.
No.
The doctor removed the healthy ball.
Oh.
No.
Yay!
Leaving him with the bad one.
When Benjamin Houghton woke up from surgery last June at the West Los Angeles VA Medical Center, he says three doctors stood over him.
And they said, we did the surgery, but there was a problem. We accidentally removed the wrong one. And I thought they were joking at first, and they said, no, it's no joke. We removed the wrong one.
Houghton told them to get his wife and explain to both of them why, instead of doing the operation he came in for, removing his potentially cancerous left testicle and performing a vasectomy on his right, they did the opposite.
Yeah. Go get my wife and you explain to her why I don't have a ball.
Dude.
What happens if you don't have any balls?
You go through menopause.
What?
You go through menopause.
He's a guy.
That's what the story says.
I couldn't believe that they were telling me that they removed the wrong testicle.
A spokesman for the VA Medical Center says they can't comment on pending litigation. The question is, how did this happen in the first place? Benjamin Houghton says he trusted the doctor, a fifth-year resident, who had treated him from the beginning and was set to perform the surgery.
So then he goes on and he says that he signed the same, you know, disclaimer that he had to sign 15 times leading up to it. He trusted it was the right one.
Right.
They're supposed to mark it with a marker, a permanent marker.
Yeah, that was my next question. Is that's what you always see, at least on TV, is they always write on the leg or the arm or whatever you're having removed. They always write this one.
But they didn't do that because this is such a private area. So they didn't mark it with a permanent marker.
Hey, write on mine with a Sharpie before you cut it out of my body. I'll take the embarrassment.
And then he went into menopause.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, can he still win the Tour de France? That's really the only question I have.
Time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
That's just in, by the way. Apparently, the Atari's next on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. How about a pair of tickets to Championship Off-Road Racing? It's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Fairplex in Pomona. Plus, we're going to throw in an awesome box set if you like Sublime. It's got, everything under the sun. That's what it's called. It's in stores now.
You got a quick 10 seconds for some breaking showbiz news?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just announced, Veronica Mars has been canceled.
It's official.
Okay. Sorry, Bean. Sorry, King of Mexico, who's now dead on the floor. He's opened his own wrists.
King tells me he needs a personal day. He may need some time off.
But we've been getting a lot of emails. We appreciate you trying to keep us up to date, but we did get the news. Veronica Mars is canceled indeed.
However, Bean likes to see proof for himself. So if you can email him.
I've seen it. I've read the article. Only thing that takes the sting out a little bit is knowing that Farmer Wants a Wife is going to be on the CW next season.
That's true. Every time God closes a door, he opens a window.
It's a hell of a window.
I know it's not fair, and I know not everybody has the same taste, and clearly it was a business decision. The show didn't have enough people watching. I understand that. But I love that show, and I watch it. I can't understand why it's not a massive hit. It's such a great show. That's what's depressing about news like that.
It was a good show. That's true. All right, let's go to Nancy and Whittier. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. What do you do, nephew?
What do you do, nephew?
Hey, Nancy.
What's going on?
Hey. I just need some of your help. How can I tell if my kid is emo?
How can you tell if your kid is emo?
My kid, like, all my friends are telling me, you better watch out. Your kid is emo. She's wearing the hair in front of her eye. She's listening to Plain White Tees. She's listening to all those girly guy-looking
guys.
Well, then what's, jeez, why do you even have a question?
I'm in hell.
Gosh. Did you ask her?
Oh, no, I'm in denial. I don't want it. No.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Not many, Lisa.
I mean, your kid's a misfit and will have no friends and will suffer her whole life. But other than that, it's not a problem that you have to worry about.
Really?
Says being the guy who hates kids.
I mean, the kid's not going to go out and kill a guy or something. I mean, you don't have to worry about violence or anything like that from
it. Okay, just herself, right.
Okay. Right, that's true.
Yeah, wow. Yep, emo,
there's
sorry.
Nothing I can do, I mean.
Yeah, you got to slap her really hard.
I don't think that's...
Slap her right out of her. Get her a haircut, get the hair out of her eyes.
That doesn't help.
Isn't she crying enough already, Ralph?
No.
You have to hit her now, too.
Thanks for the call.
Is there some sort of a support group that parents can go to and they stand up and go, my name is Nancy and my daughter's an emo. And then, oh, welcome, Nancy. We're sorry.
I thought she was going to tell us a good joke.
Nope. She was serious.
How do you tell if a kid's an emo?
Sean in Redlands. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Sean.
What it do, baby boo?
Hi.
Hey, guys. Are you guys are fully aware that Maxim every year comes out with top 100 sexiest girls?
Yep. Ralph did that story a couple days ago. And the number one girl is...
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we talked about this quite a bit.
That's bogus right there. That's not possible.
Especially considering who's underneath her, so to speak.
Okay, Jessica Alba is number two. Scarlett Johansson is number three.
Right, just those two alone, they pass her, easily pass her.
Yep.
And the number 100 girl would pass Lindsay Lohan.
I hear you.
Look, here's what we discussed, Sean, on a day that you were delinquent in your duties and did not listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, is that Maxim picks based on who they've got pictures laying around in the offices that they haven't published yet. Who do we have the most of? Well, we got some Lindsays we haven't used. Great, she's number one. Boom, that's how they decide.
Yeah, it doesn't seem good, but that's the way it seems to happen. All right, let's say good morning to Justin in Palmdale. Good morning, Justin. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
Going on?
Hey, Justin.
I got a buddy you guys were just talking about, the doctor that took the guy's wrong ball.
Cut off the wrong ball.
My buddy went in for a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they didn't cauterize him right, and it was leaking, the swelling never went
down. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
So what happened?
He was rushed to the emergency room like a week afterwards, and then they went back in.
So?
And they supposedly fixed that, but when they put his ball back in about 6 months later, he was having real bad stomach pain.
Yeah.
So?
How can this story end good?
Yeah. About 6 months later, he goes back to the doctor, and they're checking it out. When they put his ball back in, they cut off circulation to it and killed it, so they had to go in and take one.
Oh, my God.
Did he have a guy working out of the back of a van that he went to for medical care? Did he go to a real doctor?
The story take place in Guam
in 1950?
No, we're in the 661, but he was coming down here for all his medical work.
Wow. Hey, that's a great story, Justin. I know this is off topic, but I need you to do me a favor. Can I ask you something personally, dude?
What's that?
I want to hear you repeat after me. Frankly, Wolf, I think you're out of line with that question.
Frankly, Wolf, I think you're out of line with that question.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Not a bad change.
Sounds a lot like him. Yep.
That's not the guy you want to sound like, is it?
No.
So.
Let's say good morning to Fernando in Hollywood. Good morning, Fernando.
I mean...
What?
What?
Huh?
I mean, CC.
Well, Fernando, hi.
Yeah, what it do, nephews?
What it do?
Yeah, so yesterday I'm pumping my gas at the gas station, and I see this chick attempting to change her own tire, jacking it up. And I notice her boobs hanging out. With every jack she does, her boob kind of flops around.
Right.
And I look who it is, and it's Natasha Lyonne. I don't know if you remember her.
Yeah.
Oh, really? She's
from the American Pie movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm surprised she's still alive.
Yeah, no
Me
kidding.
Too, but did her you, boob was very much alive.
Did you offer to help her with her car?
No, I just kind of looked at the boob a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're a good man.
She last time I saw her, she had lost a lot of weight and lost a lot of boob, but there was a few years back, she had a tremendous rack, Natasha Lyonne.
She had a nice boob. I only saw one, but it was pretty nice.
All right.
Good for you.
She had some
well done.
Drug issues, and then she was living on the streets and stuff.
She had some troubles,
she had a bad spell there.
Yeah.
Good actress, though.
David in Corona. Good morning. Hello, David. Got yelled at for using handicap bathroom.
Aren't you allowed to use the stall if there's no other...
Yeah.
Handicapped
Unless
people
there's somebody
there.
Waiting.
Right.
I think so, yeah.
It's good to go. It's fair game.
But not apparently for
Who
that.
Who yelled at him, I wonder?
I don't know.
Stephen Hawking?
Ain't getting out of the bathroom. I'm using my stall.
Is that him yelling?
Yes.
Yeah. Gabriel of Burbank, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hi, Gabriel.
What's going on?
I was born with a sixth toe.
Awesome. Oh, how did you, Oprah?
I'm so fat.
I didn't have any bone or anything, so they removed it with some dental floss.
When you were a baby?
Yeah.
What is this medical oddity?
We're the insiders of these people.
All of a sudden, we're the insider.
How to remove a towel with dental floss. I'm the insider.
All right, I think that's enough calls for today. I think that's insider enough.
Moving body parts with dental floss.
Wow.
Tomorrow in the Kevin and Bean Show.
Changing the tire, awesome. Saw the boob.
Guy, Dan, right. Have you ever moved a body part with dental floss?
Yes, I have, Sam.
Ball lost someplace in the guy's body. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. I miss that show, by the way. I wish that show were still on the air. That show with Malibu Dan. That was awesome.
All right, I want to thank all of our many, many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Check that out. Also, thanks to Nick 13 for stopping by from the band Tiger Army. You can see them playing at the Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2007 coming up on Saturday. Lineup is posted, by the way, at KRAC.com. If you're going, you want to know what time your faves are going on. Also, thanks to BJ Novak for joining us. He, of course, part of the Office season finale tonight at a new time. Don't miss it. Starts earlier because it's an hour-long show, 8 o'clock on NBC Channel 4. And thanks to Mark Gold. He is the president of one of the Weenie Roast charities this year, Heal the Bay, healthebay.org. It's their site if you want to get involved.
And Orlando Bloom from
Forgot about Orlando. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End comes out 1 week from today, just ahead of the Memorial Day weekend.
Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, Movie Beat. Bad Religion's going to be in our studio for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. Susan Miller's going to be here. She's an astrologer.
Yes.
Oh,
she's the best.
Crazy.
We're going to talk to the host of National Bingo Night on ABC.
I didn't vote on that one.
I don't
think I voted on National Bingo Night host.
Bean could not be more excited about this show.
Who'd they get to host?
What's his name? Ed Sanders.
Some
sort of. Oh, Ed Sanders.
I don't know who that is.
I can see why.
He used to be a cornerback. He was a famous cornerback in the NFL. He played for the Cowboys for a while. He also played baseball at the same time, right?
Are you kidding?
It was Deion Sanders.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'm not going to watch the show, except I'm shocked that it's on. And I just remember the last time ABC had a reality show that we mocked and said it would never survive two airings. It was Dancing with the Stars. So yeah. I don't want to be late on this one. If National Bingo Night becomes the new sensation, I want to get in on the ground floor.
If National Bingo Night becomes the new sensation, I will treat you to oral pleasures.
Excellent.
No, thank you.
National
sensation of bingo.
Now, we're giving away tickets every 30 minutes for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta today, and that means your tickets are coming up very soon. Tomorrow morning, the very last pair, and you're going to have to go through a scavenger hunt to get them. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Fantastic.
Stay tuned now for the amazing Tammy Heidi.
No, actually, she's off today. Cat Corbett is filling in with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Rise Against, also the Foo Fighters. We got Tool, Green Day.
And did you know that the OC Weekly has staples for the weekly?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Also,
Killers, Incubus, and more right after this on K-Rock.